Let's do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What do you think might be in here? It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one. It surely is a big one. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Boy, I'd love to see her do that. And the smell of it was so great, too. So many fine things that you can do with your fingers and your hands.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play? Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there. Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Yeah.
Just one thing before you go. I'd like you to know how grateful I am for you. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
And now...
Some people call it a mouth organ because you blow in there.
Our feature presentation.
If you have a dirty mind...
And you do.
Which we do. all of that audio is just, you just cringe.
It's bad. On every level.
All ridiculous. It's a mouth organ. You blow right through. I don't know what he was talking about. Clearly not what we're thinking, but look, what are you going to do? We have the mind we have. What are you supposed to do about that?
Pretty amazing.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Last night on Glee, they did this. Yep, they did that song.
Yeah. Don't give her any more.
Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. And by the way, the whole auditorium is shouting, yeah.
Oh,
yeah!
God.
Now, I'll give them this. They're all better singers than Rebecca Black. No question about that.
Yeah.
But it's still a dumbass song. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday.
We're so excited. We're gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards.
That's my favorite, I think. Tomorrow's Saturday and Sunday comes afterwards.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I want this weekend to end. So chillin' in the front seat. In the back seat. You know who the rapper is, right? It's Mr. McWheelchair. That guy. I'm driving the cruise. Yeah. Fast lanes. Switching lanes. With a car by my side. Passerby. It's a school bus in front of me. Makes TikTok. Wanna scream. Check my time. It's Friday. It's the weekend. We gonna have fun. Come on, y'all. Oh, the crowd's going crazy.
Do you think they felt sorry for her or something?
I don't know.
Because it's not a good song.
It's a horrible
really.
Song, but you know what?
It's just catchy.
It's just them tapping into whatever's currently like hot, yeah. I imagine. But I don't know if you've read any of the stories, but you can buy that on iTunes. And according to the stories, that little girl, Rebecca Black,
cash?
She's made over $1 million on this song.
Well, she had a billboard up on Sunset.
Over $1 million at 13. How wow. crazy is that? The person who wrote that, don't they just go fun, let's come up with something else,
anything else?
We're having a lot of fun. You can do that.
This is what we yell at people for saying when they call in for like a singles party. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
I like to party on the weekend, and we hang up on them
because they're doing this. Oh, this is the applause afterwards. Oh my god, they're going crazy.
That's just sad. Yeah. I'm glad I am not watching that show anymore.
Well, I've given up on it, but my daughter likes it.
Right.
So, and I like my daughter. So, I kind of.
What are you going to do?
If she's watching it, then I watch it. I don't mind it. I don't hate it. But then there's moments like that where I go, oh, my goodness. And it's always the guy with the mohawk that is supposed to be the tough guy.
Puck.
Hey, watch your language. Puck. He's supposed to be the tough guy.
Yeah.
And he always sings the lamest songs, and then he's trying to pose and act all tough and cool.
Because he's jelly inside, Kevin.
Is that true?
He's all tough on the outside, but he's soft inside.
Did we find that out at some point?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that's all about.
That's dumb.
So she made more money
on
that song last night when they did that.
She did.
Right? Not only did they pay for the rights, whatever that cost, but more people are going to now download that song.
Rebecca Black has made more money this year than you've made in the last 10.
That is true.
20.
She is an industry.
How crazy is that?
I feel like crap.
Oh, you should. Rightfully, you should, but so should everyone else.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many people, made $1 million. And by the way, she made that song and was done. It was probably a 2-hour gig. And then it just went on YouTube and it went around the world now. But she didn't have to do anything else. Now she's just living on that.
Yeah.
Look at us. We come into work every day, and this isn't really work. But people get up and go to work.
We have to get up.
Sure. People get up and go to work every day.
And have real jobs.
She did it for 2 hours. You know what she could do today? Sleep. You know what she could do tomorrow? Sleep.
God bless America.
Oh, the American dream is alive. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We are going to do, for LA Rising, we have tickets for that. That's Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against, playing at the Coliseum. We are going to play a game. I believe it's going to be Title Fight Take 2.
Why? Because I was so bad last time?
No, it wasn't you. It was your person.
It was my person.
Lisa gave the clues, and Dave gave the clues, and Lisa gave some pretty good clues, and the girl that was on the phone got none. Zero.
I think she was super nervous, maybe.
Right, but so everyone's super nervous. I mean, you got to take that into account, but then again, we told her, did you have Muse or Rage? Muse?
I had Muse.
All right, so we told her these are Muse titles. Okay, so that narrows the field of...
I'm not just throwing out words.
Right, and they were the big hits. So now you've got 5 or 6 is what the entire group is. She couldn't even guess one.
No.
So she's the first person in history of this game that has gotten literally zero in 45 seconds.
So Dave's guy won on one title.
Yes. And Dave's all crowing like, look at me, look at me. I'm the king. We're like, no, don't do that. That was a contestant.
Let's do it again.
So it's Take 2 on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Jesse Ventura. I love him. Used to be the governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes.
And believes pretty much in every conspiracy out there. And I love that. And he's got a new book or something. I think it's a book called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read.
Oh, man.
I hate it when people do that. The government's trying to keep a secret, and then they go out and they go, read this. Government doesn't want you to see it. But I do love people like that. I love conspiracy theorists. So I got that. We got the Week in Rage with Adam Carolla. Very excited about that. We have the editor-in-chief of Maxim magazine coming in the studio. I was thinking yesterday, we should have had girls instead, right?
Or along with?
No, instead.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
To defend?
Just to...
Just come in and go, I'm number 5?
Yes.
What's your problem?
Yes.
That's...
Although, I'm sure you guys talked about this last week, but, Cameron Diaz is top 5.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So,
why is he coming in?
Well, I think
we talked to him last week.
I think he has a Maxim Hot 100 party tonight.
So I see.
He's in town.
Okay.
He thought we sounded fun, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
And so he's just going to come in. We're going to go over the list again. And I wasn't here, so I get to talk to him about Cameron Diaz.
Quite a fight.
There's so many women, later in the list that should be there. And maybe it's just my problem personally with Cameron Diaz, but...
I don't think you're alone.
We are going to break down Bust a Move. That song. Yesterday was Young MC's birthday. We played Bust a Move a couple times, and it's super catchy. And I got to be honest, I like it. Every time I hear it, I'm fine with it. I like it. It's one of those songs that doesn't get that old to me. But you probably shouldn't do this with any of your favorite songs. But listen to the lyrics carefully, and then you go, no, 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 that's dumb. This is a dumb song.
Like the Friday song?
No, Friday, yeah, man. No, I'm saying you love a song, but then if you look too closely at it, then sometimes it falls apart because it does suck lyrically.
Okay.
So guys, like me especially, you know, you don't pay attention to any lyrics, so whatever the song is, it is. But, man, when you start listening to Bust a Move and you start going through the lyrics line by line, you just go, what's happening? This sucks. plus, we're going to talk about that pastor. I don't know if you heard this. There's a preacher that lied to his congregation about being a Navy SEAL.
Oh, you're kidding. No. You mean like that went in to take out Osama?
The Navy SEALs took out Osama bin Laden. There are 80 of them. And I think that inspired him while he was giving a sermon to claim that he also was a Navy SEAL. And apparently was lying. That's what you want in a preacher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL. I used to do that stuff. Why would he do that?
I can't imagine.
So we'll talk about him today as well. We'll take a quick break right now, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here for a first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Good news for Dave this morning. If you're a big player of Farmville.
Oh, does he ever.
You can get an early listen to Lady Gaga's new album. Apparently, Farmville will become Gagaville.
Is this a promotional thing?
Yeah, it's a promotional thing. Go online and play Gagaville. Players will have specific tasks in order to unlock one new track per day from May 17th through the 19th.
Okay, so
you can hear all of Born This Way, her new album, if you play Gagaville. Woo! Oh, it's so good. I have my strawberries growing in Gagaville.
Dave showed me that one time, and I just my mouth was just open. I just was like, how could this be entertaining?
Because Dave is a guy who likes to visit and hang out with Bean.
I know, but
that's all you need to know. Same thing. Watching asparagus grow on a computer, hanging out with Bean. Same level of excitement.
Oh, I haven't cultivated my tomatoes yet. You go, what are you talking about?
I had to go spray some pesticides. I can't do work today. It's not my fault.
Of all the games, that one is so lame, and it is so big. I mean, obviously, it's big enough to have Lady Gaga put her new album on it.
Genius. It's genius promotion, really, when you think about it. When the number of people play that, if you can tap in just a portion of that crowd, you're going to sell a lot of downloads.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, it's Gagaville now. I don't like it. I wish it was Gwen Stefaniville.
Yeah, he does. Or Helleyville.
Helleyville.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Speaking of the guy, she will be on American Idol tonight.
Well, I can miss her and American Idol at the same time.
The top four, James, Scotty, Lauren, and Haley, will be taking on the songs. Oh, you would love this, Kevin, if you watched tonight. Of Lieber and Stoller. These are the guys who wrote songs for Elvis.
What? What's she got to do with it then?
Nothing. But she's going to be their mentor, so that should be a fascinating combination of old crappy songs and Lady Gaga. So please enjoy. I am out.
Yeah.
Did you guys see House this week?
No.
Boy, it was good.
Taped it.
And I was nervous because they've been talking about the fact that they're going to cancel it. Just got too expensive to make. It's like $5 million an episode, they said now.
Wow.
Between all the salaries. It's a big cast, and, you know, Hugh Laurie makes a bunch of money, and I don't feel bad for the people who are paying $5 million to make an episode, because it is the highest money-making syndicated show in the world.
It is?
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, why doesn't it go on forever?
It makes like $1 billion a year in syndication.
Just but only the people, a billion?
But the people don't want to pay for the new episodes, I guess, because they figure, I guess it's Fox or whoever is in charge of the syndication rights, because they figure we're making that kind of money on syndication. Why spend money to make new episodes? We've already got 7 seasons worth in the bank.
Yeah,
we'll just run
those
into the ground.
Well, it's an 8th season.
But luckily, they've finished negotiations, and Fox has announced they are bringing House back for at least one more year.
Excellent.
So we'll get to see what happens with House, and, you know, he's giving himself experimental drugs now to try to grow muscle back in his leg. It turns out the rats are dying that tried the experimental drug.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. Been really good this past season.
I want him as my doctor, though.
You would, yes.
Yeah, I don't care about crazy.
No, I don't want him in the room. Send 13 in for the bedside manner,
right.
But have him make all the calls regarding
all conversation goes through 13.
My medical decisions. Star Jones is upset with NeNe Leakes. Well, if you watch Celebrity Apprentice, you know that's a fact.
Oh, God.
But now it's even worse. You know, NeNe Leakes is now dating her ex-husband, Al Reynolds.
Whoa. NeNe Leakes,
who's
one of the housewives of Atlanta,
is
dating Star Jones' former husband?
Yes.
Who is allegedly maybe the gayest guy ever?
Once again, yes.
Okay.
Now you know all the players.
That's, wow.
You know NeNe Leakes is doing this just to get at Star Jones, right?
Yeah.
It's just to work her over.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Hate is so passionate. But Al Jones now is suing Star Jones. Al Reynolds, rather, is suing Star Jones because she went on a talk show recently and called their marriage booty.
Booty is bad?
Ass, I guess.
Okay.
And said that his new girlfriend, NeNe Leakes, is unladylike. Al Reynolds is suing Star Jones for that comment.
Oh, Star Jones. I see. Okay.
Because apparently there was a clause in their divorce that barred one another from making disparaging remarks about the other person. They had a civility clause in their divorce. Can't go public and talk to the press poorly about your ex. And Al thinks she's done that, and now he wants a quick $50,000.
That's part of the fun.
Write me a check, bitch. Yeah, really, if you can't talk poorly about your exes, what's the point of getting divorced? That sucks all the fun right now. Might as well just stay married and talk badly about each other.
I don't know that an allegedly gay guy has ever gotten more women.
He does it. No, it's true. Some ladies like them. A little light in the loafers, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Kevin, were you upset last night when Romeo got bounced off of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, my God.
I think we all felt a little pang. Well, a little heartache.
I picked Romeo to go all the way.
Did you?
Against those other contestants.
Only four left.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
I still got my money on the match.
Ralph Macchio.
He's got a knee injury, and he's still fighting for his life on that show. Ralph Macchio is left. Chelsea Kane. Chelsea Kane's so hot.
How did he injure his knee?
Dancing.
Ralph Macchio?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He should come up with another story.
No, it's grueling work, Kevin.
I know, but it's still dancing, so you come up with a different story. I got hit by a car.
Ralph Macchio, Hines Ward, Chelsea Kane, and Kirstie Alley are in the final four in the race for the coveted mirror ball.
Yeah, everybody wants that mirror ball.
I hope they get the mirror ball.
Sure do like that mirror ball.
And this week we were talking about poor choices in names. We were talking about middle names this week because of Antonio Sabato Jr.'s kid's name.
Right.
Which is Halamakalakanmakanakanamanyahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonahonah fodder. Alicia Silverstone had a baby this week. Congratulations to she and her husband, Christopher Jarecki. Their son, Bear.
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 You have made bad choices.
Here's what I love.
Bear Blue Jarecki.
Great. He can't go to his middle name either.
Can't even go to the middle name. He's Bear Blue Jarecki.
I love, for some reason, celebrities think that this is their chance to be creative. Which, by the way, isn't that their whole gig?
Spend your life being creative.
Right.
Be creative on the set.
But they almost always name their kids something effed up. And it's 99%. Every time you hear somebody's going to have a baby, go, all right, here comes a name.
Come here, Bear.
Come on now.
Come here, Bear Blue. Bear Blue is a toy you buy for your son. It's not what you name your son.
It's also a toy you buy for your son, but then get rid of when he turns, like, one.
Bear Blue. Blue, by the way, spelled B-L-U.
Of course it is.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Not even the conventional blue with an E at the end.
Because they're creative.
They are so out of the box. You just can't comprehend. You're not on the same level. You're not on the same plane with them.
That's very true.
You're a troll. You're not winning. Today's celebrity birthdays. Houston Texans QB Matt Leinart. Oh, boy, is he... He is just the one of the biggest quarterbacks in the NFL.
That guy set the NFL on fire.
Coming out of USC, just the top of the draft. Could not be a bigger prospect. Oh, wait a minute.
That's one of those stories where he looks like he's going to be promising and one of the best players in the NFL. And then he went to my Arizona Cardinals and played backup.
Sucked all the air out of the room.
Yeah, and every time he went in, he was bad. So then they traded him to Houston. So I don't know.
This is the cautionary tale of don't act like you're someplace until you get there.
Yeah.
Remember how he thought he was just a superstar in college and he was doing all the endorsement deals and going out with all the models and whatnot?
And he's a decent looking guy, so he was playing that up.
Yeah. Just neglected to focus on football and just wanted to be the superstar.
Yep.
And when you set yourself up like that, you got to deliver. So here's an idea. Get that place first. Be good at what you do. And then reap all the benefits.
He was at USC. I just think he didn't know what a big step it is to the NFL. And who knows if he'll ever figure it out, hopefully.
No, someone should have whispered in his ear.
Hey, this is harder.
Actor Corey Monteith is 29 years old today. Actor Nicky Katz celebrates his 41st birthday. Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice. That's a real good show. If you're watching that show, it's very entertaining. He's 43 years old. And Minister Louis Farrakhan celebrates his 78th birthday today. Birthday! B, as in boy. Earth, as in the planet we live on. Be Earth. If you take Be Earth and you put them together, it becomes birth. Then day, the day of reckoning, D-A-Y. Why is a question you ask at the end of your birthday. Why am I another year older? Put them all together.
I'm looking at the Washington Monument,
all right.
555 feet
okay.
high.
Uh-huh.
But if we put a 1 in front of
why
that
would we do
555
that?
Feet, we get 1555,
right.
The year that our first fathers landed on the shores of Jamestown, Virginia,
but I don't...
as slaves.
Wait a minute.
In the background is the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorial.
Yes.
Each one mm-hmm. of these monuments
yes.
is 19 feet
oh,
high.
Don't you dare.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president.
1619, yeah.
Thomas Jefferson, right. the third president.
Hold on. 1619 and 3.
16 and 3. Make 19
right.
again.
Right.
What is so deep about this number 19?
That's what we're asking
that
you.
That number
nothing.
19 when yeah. you have a 9.
Yeah. 19.
You have a womb that is pregnant.
All right. Okay.
What?
And
I'm
when
out.
You have a 1 standing
right.
by the 9, it means that there's something secret that has to be unfolded.
What?
That happened.
1 9 months pregnant and 1 is a secret?
That was the Million Man March.
The only secret is how people keep listening to you when you give speeches. It's the only secret I'd like to unravel. He's 78 years old today. If you take the 7, which is the lucky number when you play dice, and 8. I ate something that did not agree with me. So you are lucky that you did not get sick when you ate something last night. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are ending it after 25 years. It was a weird marriage from the beginning.
It was always puzzling those two together. But then at some point you go, well, they somehow make this work. I don't know what it is, but they do.
But
now they don't.
He's a Republican. She, of course, is very, very, very Democratic.
Yeah,
I mean, a Democrat.
From the Kennedys.
From the Kennedys. And it didn't make any sense. And she seems smart. And he seems not so much.
Kind of like a blowhard.
Right. But here's the statement. This has been a time of great personal and professional transition for each of us. After a great deal of thought, reflection, discussion, in prayer, we came to this decision together. At this time, we are living apart while we are working on our relationship. That's never how it happens, by the way.
No.
No, they don't get together and go, we should pray. God, what do you think? We should live apart? Yeah. Okay.
God said yes.
Hey, have a good one. Okay, you too. So anyway, she's, and she, you know, she famously kind of helped him get elected.
Yeah.
And then all those rumors came out about him groping women on the sets and stuff. And she came out and she went on Oprah. And said, it's not true, and this makes me angry.
I
and
think
I know
a lot of women think, you know, Maria must know what she's talking
you're
about.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, we thought we would we'd talk to Arnold and just see if we could get any clarification on what's going on today.
Okay.
Now that he's no longer governor. Arnold?
Hey, Kevin Levine, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm going through a great period of reflection.
Right.
And trying to, you know, put my... work on my relationship with Maria.
Right.
Put him on the glass. Come on, baby.
I'm sorry.
Look, the Terminator's making it rain. Look.
Wait, are you at a strip club?
No, I'm praying.
You're praying?
Praying for answers.
You are making it rain in prayer?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I'm at the Our Holy Rhino. church.
I didn't even know our Holy Rhino was open this early.
Oh, yeah. They have the special eggs and legs breakfast. See, right? You can go get breakfast and see some of the nuns that work here.
Now, Arnold, it has been sort of widely known that Maria had a bunch of different jobs and she's been living apart from you for quite some time. But you were still married and happy, blah, blah, blah.
Very happy, yes. It's a very difficult time for me. Now, take it off! Yeah, work that pole. Yeah, work it like the sword of Crown that Conan used to work, Harry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you're saying?
You don't sound very broken up. No,
I
you
am
were
saying. It's a devastating time for me.
That's
and my
what
family,
you were saying, yeah.
And we're hoping that, you know, perhaps we can work this out and get the whole relationship back on the track.
That's
you know?
Your goal? You want to get it back together?
Yes, okay. Very much. We love each other. And,
right.
We're going to be parenting our children together.
Yeah, four kids, right.
Yeah, so we're very committed to the family. And, yeah, that's right. I'm wearing sweatpants for the lap dance. Come on. Yeah. You're not pumping iron. You're pumping flesh now. I'm sorry, what were we saying?
Arnold, it doesn't sound like you're that interested in getting back together with Maria.
It doesn't sound like a strip club either, really. It is the best sound effects you could put together.
You should ask Omar
like
about
it. I'm at a bus station. Isn't there music usually in a strip
There should
club?
Be some type
no,
of music.
No, playing in the background. Just be quiet while you can hear it. Okay.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
That's not doing it.
This is the worst strip club ever.
Yeah, you should fire him.
I'm going back to my wife.
Okay, good. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome to it. We have Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage, on the way. We've got some more tickets for LA Rising. It's going to be a great show with Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against. Tickets go on sale for that Friday at 10, by the way, if you'd like those. And we also have the editor of Maxim.
Boo!
Well, his list...
Boo!
His list of the Hot 100 is always... got some questions.
This year more than ever.
We're going to smack down? Are we doing that?
It's on.
All right. First, though, yesterday was Young MC's birthday.
Neither Young nor an MC any longer.
Although I did find out that his last name is Young. Like Jim Young. I'm sure it's not Jim, but whatever his first name was. His last name is Young, so he may still be Young, but I don't think he's an MC anymore.
Oh, I see.
But the song Bust a Move we started playing, and this is dangerous. You don't really want to go down this path because there are a lot of songs that you love. And then if somebody points out how stupid they are...
Don't look too close.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, if you realize how stupid they are, then you start to... You notice it every time, and then you don't enjoy it. So that's what we're going to do to Bust a Move, a song I love.
Now, Young MC is a legend because not only did he write and record Bust a Move, but he also wrote for Tone Loc, Wild Thing. And Funky Cold Medina.
Oh, I didn't know he wrote those.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You can tell if you take the lyrical stylings
sure.
of all those songs and compare them, they're very similar because they've got some spectacular rhymes.
They also made some fantastic videos in 1989 when this came out.
Yeah.
So you can
I remember the girl from this video.
Yeah. Go to kevinandbean.com and the video is there. There's one video that's the official video, the music video, and then there's another video that just has the lyrics. So while you listen to the song, you can see the lyrics. It's really hard to imagine. But let's go through this song a little bit, Bust a Move by Young MC, and just kind of check out the lyrics.
First of all, you can't not shake your ass when this song comes on. That's all I know.
Gotta shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
Yeah!
All right. Now,
you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. See what he did there?
Oh, my God. What a song.
And he goes from the amazing quartet of fellas, tellus, jealous, zealous, and jealous.
Yeah.
Just strong.
You know, he sat down and just wrote down rhyming words and then just did it. And I'd like to suggest to anyone out there that's a professional writer or songwriter or anything, maybe a second glance.
Sex her. I want to sex her. What if Poindexter.
Poindexter. That's it. I can't believe I came up with it.
Yeah.
You ready for more?
More.
Function. High class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munchin.
By the way, I just want to interrupt here. Next day's function, high class luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
They're in like a school cafeteria.
That's where they are for their high-class luncheon.
It depends on where you come from, man. Maybe for some folks, that is a high-class luncheon.
I'd like to know how to stone-cold munch.
That's when you're just eating like you're stoned.
I
just
see.
Just like
okay.
you can't eat enough food.
All right.
Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes to groove, so come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down to you, starts talking.
Yeah, by the way, that girl's super hot. The guy she's talking to, giant, fat, ugly.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Come on, fatso, bust a move.
It just doesn't happen.
He's fatso. He's got to bust a move, and he's got to be fat.
But if fatso busts a move, then he might bust other things as well, like the tables and chairs.
And his pants.
And
it
his pants.
So right there in the lyrics.
Yeah.
This may be my favorite rhyme
of
the whole
song. How do you pick?
Coming up next. And look, the whole song is brilliant, but we've just picked some of our favorite rhymes, and this one is pretty spectacular.
So you're going, could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. Fellow. Who says fellow?
No one, first of all. Second of all, that never happens in a movie. If there's somebody sitting there for a movie and they want to see a movie, you're not there to meet people and hit on others, and that's the worst place. What? You see someone hot, you walk over, they go, excuse me, give me my space, I'm watching a movie. But he moves over in the video, you can see it at kevinandbean.com. This dorky guy goes over, makes a move on her, and they start making out during the song.
She invites him to come sit next to her. He's a fine fellow.
He is a fine fellow, and she is wearing yellow.
I'm concerned about this guy because he's the movie's showing, so he's going.
Right.
Could care less about the five he's blowing. I'm thinking, what kind of theater is this? What kind of place is he, what's he going to?
It was 1989.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
Oh, maybe it's $5.
Yeah.
Maybe it's $5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here's some more of Young MC's Bust a Move.
Your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's going to marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, because in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo.
That's pretty strong right there by itself.
Neato.
You say neato.
What brother's saying neato?
Zero. Which rhymes.
You're good, Kevin. You could be.
Check your libido. Your best friend, Harry, Mary, Larry.
Yeah, that's just sloppy. That's
Come
just
on.
Lazy. Larry and Harry and Mary is just lazy, Young MC.
You're literally not even trying. And by the way, you know who plays bass on this? Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No kidding.
Yes, and I don't know why.
Pretty funky.
It's a great beat. It's a great groove. I think that's why everybody loves the song.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he's on top of like an 18-wheeler truck. I don't understand for the life of me what it is, but... yeah, he's playing bass on that.
Your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start thinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl, and your heart starts thumping. Said she want to dance to a different group. Now you know what to do, G. Bust the move.
Yeah. You start thinking, then you start blinking. What do you... aren't you always blinking? That's how you keep your eyes moist.
By the way, he wasn't blinking. She thought he was blinking.
No,
just
she
thought he was
winking.
Winking, sorry.
He absolutely was blinking.
He was blinking,
she thought
I'm sorry.
He was winking.
Yeah.
That was the confusing. Look, he's winking at me with both eyes. That's what she was thinking. Has she never been winked at before? Wink is one eye, blink is both eyes, and why is the thinking making him blinking? I don't understand.
And is Larry happy or Harry? Have we done a follow-up on him?
Larry
Whoever got married?
Harry is... the best friend.
Oh, okay.
His brother Larry.
Larry
is getting married.
Got
I don't
it.
Know why they're asking Young MC to be the best man at Larry's wedding when Harry is his brother. Shouldn't Harry get the nod to be the best man?
I would think so.
Why is he going outside the family for the best man? There's so many logic flaws, really, in Bust a Move. That's the one thing you get hung up on when you listen to this song.
Logic flaws?
Logic flaws.
No, I get hung up on the ridiculously dumb, super easy rhymes. Just Harry,
Neato,
Larry,
libido,
Mary.
And tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly.
That may be one of the greatest rhymes in songwriting history.
I'm just suggesting perhaps just another once over. He could probably upgrade that
instantly. Not a problem, but he wrote it down and went, that's it. I'm good. Let's record.
Listen.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have your tickets for L.A. Rising, Rage Against the Machine, Muse, and Rise Against. Coming up very soon, your chance to win those is on the way. Plus, we have the Maxim Editor-in-Chief who's going to come in and talk about his Hot 100.
And, I love Maxim. I love Maxim magazine for all the Mexicans.
He's doing an impression of Dave, who can say Dave can say all the vowels. It's not like he can't say the vowels.
No, I can say them just fine.
He just says them all wrong. So he'll use.
I am not Rang.
Now Dave is Bean's friend, and Bean.
Look, everybody's got to have one, right?
Bean is not a overly friendly guy. You wouldn't.
No.
He's not the kind of guy that you would call and go, hey,
I don't like people.
Let's go hang out.
Yeah, we boys.
Yeah.
We boys.
So for a while, when he lived in town before he moved to Seattle, his wife would invite everybody over, and he would call them and uninvite them. That's how much he like doesn't like to have people over. Yeah, you know that thing? It's off. It's not happening. For real.
I've never heard of anyone doing
me
that.
Me either.
Ever.
But he would do it for the whole guest list, whoever she invited. He would go through and make a call and tell them that the party's off.
Poor Donna.
Which is the only time he would ever reach out to make contact with any other human being, by the way.
But he loves Dave. Everyone loves Dave.
I can see why Bean likes Dave.
Because he suffers Bean's ridiculousness?
Yes. And, you know, they both have that the likes and dislikes of a 13-year-old girl.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
They have that in common. I can see why Bean would want to be Dave's friend. I can't for the life of me understand why Dave would want to be Bean's friend, however.
Sucking up?
Maybe.
Have you ever
been? Raise time? Is it time for employee evaluations?
Have you ever been to Bean's house?
No.
No, I haven't either.
I've never been invited, first
Lisa,
of all.
You ever been invited?
Nope.
No. I've never been invited either.
But were I invited,
wouldn't go.
I would decline.
Right. Now, Dave, how many times have you been?
Yeah. This was my third trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Third trip. All right.
Oh, I can't wait. My friend Dave's coming. I have to pick him up at the airport.
So now he picks you up. And
I do have a bad case of vertigo.
How many days did you spend?
I spent the weekend. I was there Friday through Sunday.
Okay, so
yeah.
2.5 days, 3 days. So
I'm so excited. I have such a full weekend planned for me and my friend Dave.
Now, is Bean a tour guide, or is he just sit around and watch TV?
No,
and
he
can join
him. The best tour guide. I mean, he'll take you everywhere and every and
so
you know,
he really
and
puts his work into it.
He
like,
does.
He plans.
It's very unlike Bean. Although a couple of times, you know, we took him out of his schedule where he had to feed the animals or something, and he couldn't.
The animals are starving. What do we do now? I can imagine Bean's a good tour guide, but you end up going to, like, the hair museum.
Right.
Stuff.
That's what
I'm afraid of.
He could be a good tour guide, but he takes you to all the wrong places.
He takes you to Bean places.
The problem with Bean is that he hates all of the places that everyone loves. So what's left is all of the places that everyone hates, which he loves.
So you mean after he picked us up from the airport, and then he took us immediately to a frame shop to frame his corn picture.
Oh.
That's how we started the trip.
See what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, I can't back that. I was...
Because the frame store was near the airport?
No.
It was all the way in town.
That was part
downtown.
Of his plan.
No, I was excited for Dave to see my picture of corn. Not the band, but the vegetable.
Bean has a giant picture of corn, and I don't know how much he paid for it, but...
And that corn, that picture is not good.
No.
It's not a good picture of corn.
You know why? Because someone took a picture of an ear of corn.
Yeah.
That's why.
How good can that be? It could be the best picture ever. It's still corn.
Yeah.
All right, so he gets that framed. How much time does that take? Like an hour?
Wow, he really is quite the tour guide, Dave. You're right. So far, I realize I was wrong. I didn't realize you got to see the frame store.
The frame store, yeah. And he showed me his local CD shop right next to it.
Sweet.
So, you know...
Did you go in, or did he just say...
No. That's it. That's where I go.
That's,
you know.
That's where I get CDs.
Was it record store day?
No. Not at all.
Did you open a blog?
Yeah. Well, you know how we all know that Bean loves death?
Yes.
So then he took me to go see Jimi Hendrix's gravesite.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Okay, so...
But
wait a minute. Here's the question.
We have to go to the cemetery, Dave. Buckle up. But...
But before... on the way to the gravesite, we must stop at Walmart in order to get an Aretha Franklin limited edition exclusive to Walmart CD.
Oh, sweet.
We had
Jesus.
To stop in some random little town in Washington.
Was he aware that you were there?
Yes.
Okay.
So see, this is why Bean likes Dave, because he can do all his BS stuff and Dave probably doesn't complain. He just goes along
Dave
with it.
Dave suffers fools. He's like, this is great.
We just have at Walmart to get the Queen of Soul CD that's available only at Walmart.
All right, so you go to so first you get the picture framed. Then you go to Walmart to get a CD.
Okay, so far it's not starting out pretty.
Okay,
right?
Now you go to a graveyard.
A graveyard.
Okay.
Yeah, so we go check out the graveyard. And it's really cool. The Jimi Hendrix, it's a little like a memorial to him, and it's really cool.
Hold on, time out. They had a memorial to a dead guy at a cemetery?
Yeah, it's pretty
big. I find this all hard to believe.
Wow.
I took a photo gallery and I put it up at kevinandbean.com, so you can go check it out.
That's riveting.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I hope you got shots of the Walmart.
Now, wait.
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, come on.
We need to make sure that the language is clear. When Ralph and I saw it, would we say it's really cool? Or is that you and Bean saying it's really cool?
Well, maybe not the frame shop and the Walmart part.
Right.
But once you get think to the Jimmy,
you think we would like the Jimi Hendrix gravesite?
Like some guy's gravestone?
Right. Yeah, I mean, haven't you been to wouldn't you go to Jim Morrison's gravesite in Paris?
No, I would not.
No, I'd go to no one's. The only graveyard I've ever been to is in New Orleans, and that's because they're all above ground, and it was like super scary. You're not allowed to go in. And we went at midnight. It was dark. We saw people. I mean, we were doing it to be scared.
Yeah.
And I was drunk. And it was fun. But I would never go like visit an old...
Well, at least it wasn't
my favorite
pouring...
star. I wouldn't go right, to like the death zone.
At least it wasn't
zone.
Pouring rain, though, you know?
It was pouring rain, yeah. And you went out of the car... To come look on. At Jimi Hendrix's gravesite?
Look where the body is buried of Jimi Hendrix here.
It's not technically there anymore, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, that was an exciting Friday.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So
day one, you're like, wow.
Yeah, and we were asleep by 10:30, so...
You were asleep by 10:30 on a Friday night?
Yeah, traveling's tough, man.
That's the opposite of your normal schedule.
It really is.
Dave starts his weekend.
But you know what I mean? It's so weird. Dave loves to party and drink and have a good time. Why would he possibly spend a weekend with Bean, who does none of that?
I think Dave likes the weirdness of it. I think he likes that. Like you and I would drive
only when he was here, we could ask him.
But I don't think he'll tell us. I don't think he'll tell us. I think he'll go,
it was nice.
It's fun.
The island is really nice and it's right. Really cool.
So Saturday.
Saturday. We go on the underground tour of Seattle.
Underground tour.
Which is really cool.
What do they have? Do they have a subway or something? Or
no. Back in 1800s or something, when Seattle was first started, it burned down.
Right.
So instead of fixing the problem, they just built on top of the city.
Okay.
So the caverns are still there.
Okay.
Like where it was a big logging town.
Right.
So they had like their own red light district. So this tour was part of that red light district. And it was awesome because they talked about hookers and how prostitution went down and how they would
were
show the hookers.
Were still hookers there?
No, like there, was 150? Skylights, there were skylights in the sidewalks today that where the hookers would stand on top and then you could see the goods and their services. And that's how the
sailors... You could look at them from underneath?
Exactly.
But
so
now...
That's pretty cool.
Okay, but now what does it look like? Is it cold and dark and dank and there's rats everywhere?
Pretty much.
And there's a bum every once in a while?
And you could smell the death that was happening there.
It would have been cool had you seen it in the day.
Had there been
live hookers there, it would have been interesting.
But I also learned the coolest thing ever, that the inventor of the modern toilet... Was named John Crapper. Come on!
I think it was Thomas Crapper, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas Crapper.
Come on!
Crapper!
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome! And I took a picture of the
modern
toilet.
You went all the way to Seattle for a thanks for that info bean moment. Yeah. That's where you went.
Wait a minute.
The first modern toilet was there.
Was where? Underneath the
underground? Underneath. They had an original one. It was awesome.
How awesome can that be?
Kevin, it's the first...
Thanks to
Mr. Crapper, we can now poop in peace.
Listen, I understand the comedy that his name is Crapper.
we got that.
I appreciate that kind of humor. But that sucked because it was an old toilet.
Yeah, but...
All right, where'd you go from the toilet?
But we talked about old hookers.
Well, you know, we both did something we both liked.
200 years ago, there was a hooker up there above.
Which we went to a baseball game where the starting pitcher was named Doug Fister. Come on!
Oh, if only his name had been Crapper, it would have been the perfect weekend.
So I had a day full of Crapper and Fister. Come on! That's a good day. That's a good day.
Those and two baseball names, and dead hookers.
Yeah.
Those two names are funny. Everything else blows.
You don't get it. You don't get fun. You don't get a good time
in
Seattle.
Fun. All right.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, that was the end of the
day. So you went to a baseball game. All right.
Yeah, and Sunday was
How'd Seattle do in the baseball game?
Oh, they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How about that?
What time were you asleep on Saturday?
9:30.
Yeah.
Okay. What? So, you know, Sunday.
Does all the electricity in the house go off at like 9:30?
You can't throw a big switch.
You can't stay up if you want.
Well, it's really dark. It's a really dark area, so there's not, you know, it's really quiet.
Light a candle. Just light a candle. All
right. So, you know, the trip comes to an end. Sunday, we're just relaxing. So Bean takes us to his local.
Sunday, you're relaxing as opposed to all this craziness that went on before.
Well, it was tiring, you know, moving around.
Of course. And seeing that toilet, that had to be.
Oh, yeah, he's tiring moving around. Like,
I don't like moving around.
Sunday, we go to Bean's local diner where he takes his wife every Friday or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Huckleberry Square.
Okay.
You can't put after that. No, it's funny because the average age in this diner.
Can I guess?
Yes.
60.
No.
70. Right?
I would guess close to 75 to 80.
80.
Yeah. Wow.
You could see I posted a picture of the average customer, and he had a World War II veteran size.
Sweet.
He looked like he was near death. So we felt young there, and
then we just have an iron lung section where just people are just lined up,
oxygen section.
They're feeding them through straws.
Yeah. So then pretty much we chilled for the rest of the time, and then
you
went
chilled
home.
For the whole time.
What, yeah,
that was it.
That was it. That was my awesome weekend in Seattle.
Right, but you're never going back. That blew.
Oh, I can't wait to go back, dude.
Why?
I can't wait to go back.
How is that good?
Because
you know, on top of all the bad things you did, Bean was right next to you the whole time to make things worse.
Thank God for a 3-day weekend so we get a little break. That's what I'm saying.
It was good times.
And good by times. Good times, you mean?
Good times. He my boy.
Well, he your boy. That's tough. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat.
You ever have a favorite TV show that you're watching and you just know you're living on borrowed time?
Arrested Development.
You just know it's a matter of time before that show goes away and then your life's going to be a little darker.
Yep.
Yeah, I felt that way ever since I saw the first episode of Human Target.
Me too.
Oh, I love this show and it's like my favorite brainless action adventure. It's like an action movie on your television. You sit back and eat your popcorn and you watch it and you have a good time. And I say, oh, I love this show.
Why is no one talking about it?
And why is no one else watching it?
Don't say they canceled.
Yeah, Fox announced their new schedule for the fall, and Human Target will not be included on that schedule.
Come on, that's a good show. Yeah, TNT or TBS or AMC.
Yeah, maybe someone else will pick it up. It happens all the time. We'll have to wait and see. Also, on the list of shows that won't be back, see, every time I bring you bad news, I try to bring you good news.
All right.
Breaking In, also, on the chopping block. The new Christian Slater comedy where he's a security analyst and he's got a wacky group of guys who work for him, and they all work on security.
You're telling me that a television show starring him,
Christian Slater, got canceled.
Wow.
That's his fourth in a row, I think. You're right. Where you go, Kev? It's very disconcerting to just walk away like that.
Well, why don't you be a little professional over there? Pay attention.
Trying to do a show. That's all I'm saying. Chicago Code also canceled.
I love that show, too.
Yeah, that's gone.
Why don't they just watch my DVR and go cancel them all?
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Take
what Kevin likes and just do the opposite. So, bad news for fans of all those shows.
Wow, that sucks.
Looks like Lie to Me also could be gone.
I love that show.
It's on the bubble, but more than likely it will disappear.
Kind of expected that, too.
Yeah.
Like SportsCenter, too. Is that going away?
Yes. Sadly, ESPN has announced they're canceling SportsCenter. However, Fox has announced the new shows they're bringing onto the network. Bones spinoff called The Finder, based on one of the characters from Bones.
The Finder.
The Finder. From Bones.
Do you know which character?
I don't.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel's got a new sitcom called The New Girl. I'll watch her in anything.
I like her, sure.
So that's encouraging. And J.J. Abrams has a new show on Fox for next season called Alcatraz.
But what type of show is it?
I believe...
Is it Lost-esque?
I believe it is sort of spooky, supernatural, Lost-esque.
But are there going to be more questions and answers?
Jorge Garcia is one of the stars.
Is he really?
Yeah, from Alice. From Lost, rather. He's coming back. So.
All right.
Good stuff. Speaking of J.J. Abrams, I think the official statute of limitations has passed now that I can talk about last Friday's Fringe season finale. I don't know if you guys are watching The Fringe.
I didn't catch up. I'm like two behind. Good.
Man, is that a mind F, that episode.
Really?
Yeah. You know what J.J., how he likes to tweak your brain a little bit. So we've got two universes already, right?
Yeah, that show in its basis is really hard to keep straight.
Right. Well, in the season finale, they flash forward 15 years.
Okay.
Into the future.
Of both?
Of both universes.
Okay.
And then the ending is just, well, I won't talk about it because maybe there's some people who still haven't seen it, but it was most one of the most honked up endings I've ever seen for a series, a season finale.
So it's just the season. It's
well, one
back.
Of the major episodes, just, one of the major characters on the show just disappears. And no one notices.
Really?
Yes.
No one notices?
No one even remembers that person.
What?
Yes. Yes. And I was completely freaked out, and now I got to wait all summer before it comes back. But it will be coming back.
So we'll get Joshua Jackson?
We'll get to see more Fred. He is for real. Jennifer Aniston started boning some guy on the set of a movie.
Really?
That's a lighting technician. What is different is this guy, Brian Boma, is now speaking out about their relationship. Talked to Star Magazine, told him all the details. That's not right.
What's happening?
That is not right. If you're a lighting tech and you are lucky enough to bone Jennifer Aniston on the set of Love Happens, you just keep your mouth shut, thank your lucky stars, and go about your life.
Having said that, what did he say?
Well, he says that she is romantically aggressive. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Romantically aggressive?
Yeah, get the strap on.
He didn't say sexual, he said romantically.
Yeah.
But does
different.
That mean sexually?
Wink, wink, romance. Wink, 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 romance.
Okay. All right.
He also said, and I thought this was an odd quote, that she stuffed my face with her sweet conversation.
What? What?
Sounds like a Young MC lyric.
I don't even know what that means.
She stuffed my face with her sweet conversation.
Stuffed my face with her sweet conversation. So he just enjoyed talking
to
her?
I guess, yeah. Is he trying to be like...
Yeah, why doesn't he stop
clever?
That?
Clever? Anyway, they split up because he claimed Jen thought he was too pure. Too
what
nice.
What the hell is that? That's not sexy.
Too nice.
Wait.
The old nice guy routine.
Jennifer Aniston thought he was too nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
She called him Mr. Pure and said he was just it wasn't going to work out.
By the way, too
guess
nice.
Guess she likes him a little dirtier, a little meaner, dirtier.
Guys, too nice means boring. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe she said, oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I'm Jennifer Aniston, and you're a lighting technician. Got to go now.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Got hot guys that are movie stars to bone still.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Louis Farrakhan. Oh, Minister Louis Farrakhan. How we adore your speeches, sir.
Oh, he is the best speaker ever.
78 years old today. Actor Jeffrey Donovan of Burn Notice is 43. Nicky Catt, the actor, is 41. Corey Monteith celebrates his 29th birthday. Corey Monteith is Finn on Glee.
He's the football player?
Football player.
Okay.
High school football player.
Right.
29
years
old today.
Is he? But he doesn't look a day over 28.
He really doesn't look 29,
no,
that's
I
for sure.
Yeah, that is.
Was he singing Friday last night? Was it him? Or was it just Puck and Artie?
I don't remember.
And Cordova Street. Fish Lips. Was it Fish Lips? Who sang it? You were the one who watched it.
I know, but I don't remember because I was barely paying attention.
But was it Fish Lips?
I know McWheels was in it.
Did Fish Lips sing?
Who's Fish Lips?
The blonde kid with the big fish lips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sung it.
Cordova Street.
Yep.
Greatest name in TV history.
Yeah, he sung
it. Cordova Street.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Cord. C-H-O-R-D. Cord. We live in a golden age, people.
We
live
do.
In a golden age of music.
We're musically blessed.
Corey Monteith is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have in our studios with us the Maxim editor-in-chief, Joe Levy. Hey, Joe. How are you?
I am good. A round of applause. Thank you. That's much better than last week when you called for my death.
It was a smattering.
Joe
really.
Is the luckiest and the wrongest man in America.
Both.
Yes.
You know what? As long as I am this lucky, I can afford to be wrong, which I'm not.
You
but
are.
I could afford to be.
Look, here's the thing, and I'll come at it from a different view, is that I put together a top 10 list, I don't know, 4 months ago or something like that, of the hottest women in the world, right?
Because you had nothing else to do?
Because he does that all the time on his own
really?
Time.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like that
women.
In Sudoku. That's just
that's
you
it.
Solve word puzzles, number puzzles, and make lists of ladies.
So I put it
fantastic.
On our website.
Yes.
I would put up one a day. And as I went along, I got more and more hate.
You don't have any idea how personally people take these lists. They go, if you don't put so-and-so above so-and-so, there's going to be hell to pay. I was amazed at how many people were just coming at me hard because they didn't like my list.
Well, Betty White has her fans.
Well, so I said, make your own list, people. Make your own list. But they really, really feel strongly about it.
Well, there's
it,
a difference. Every list is arguable, usually. You can argue about whether that person should be ranked a slightly higher or slightly lower. Every list that you see on the internet or in magazines, that has that quality to it. And then there's Joe's list, which is just wrong. Just wrong.
Not true, my friend.
There's just the top 10 are just horribly wrong.
No. Joe. So you're going to maintain right now at number 5, Bar Raffaelli. Not attractive to you.
No,
you
know,
does gonna, nothing for you.
You know what I'm going to say about her?
What? I don't.
Number 1. Is what I'm going to say about her.
Okay.
Not the problem.
There are some arguments to be made in the top 10, and then there's just some flat out wrong ones.
Oh, stop.
Let me ask you a question.
How can I help?
Bar Raffaelli.
Yes.
She's the Israeli supermodel. She's been in all of the, Sports Illustrated.
Yes, I can't believe this, but you're actually drawing her picture from memory
right now.
Yes. You've got a blackboard in here, and it's quite
artist.
Beautiful.
Yes. She's 2 spots behind Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is 2 spots higher than
okay,
her.
Okay, let's establish this is the Maxim Hot 100.
That's science.
And that Maxim does look at both pictures and accomplishments. We are looking at relevance to our audience. Yes, that face.
By accomplishments, you mean products that are coming out.
I actually mean the movie Bad Teacher. Perhaps you've seen some billboards around Los Angeles.
Yes,
I saw one driving
it through.
It is extremely entertaining. It's great.
Okay. Right.
You guys
put that on your hot movie list.
Oh, you're going to apologize to me when you've seen this movie.
No, but here's what happened is she did a shoot for you. Right?
I'm not mistaken, she's the cover girl of Maxim magazine this month.
So here's my question for you.
Yes.
Where was she in the Hot 100 last year?
I
don't know. Where was Bowling for Soup on the Weenie Roast? on the playlist before they agreed to play the Weenie Roast. Where were they?
So you will admit, sir, that you are swayed by huge paychecks and who you have photos of. That's what you're saying. You're admitting it here on this program.
I am admitting that Cameron Diaz is in an excellent movie.
Might be
relevant to our audience. So relevant that we put her on the cover of our magazine and in the Hot 100. That is what I will admit.
Let me ask you this.
How can I help?
Cameron Diaz is higher than Mila Kunis,
right.
Bar Raffaelli,
right.
Natalie Portman,
right.
Is one of my favorites, by the way. Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Anna Kournikova.
Mm-hmm.
Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
All of
Sarah Shahi.
So she's...
Yikes.
She's higher on the list than all of those people I just mentioned.
She's hotter than all
those
women.
I'm just telling you, you're going to see this movie and you're going to come back and thank me. I'm going to leave a card. It's got an address. You can send an apology note or email. Email will do. You can get at me on email.
If we are sincerely sorry, we will send you an apology.
Oh,
we've done that before.
Thank you so much.
We have done that before.
I'll send you a fruit basket. I'll do better than an apology.
Wow.
I'll send you some muffins.
Will you really?
Yes.
Wow, look at this. You've given me an apple already.
Just a starter. That's just a starter.
Already delicious. Thank you.
That's fake, by the way.
That's great.
I don't think you should eat that.
Don't eat the wax fruit.
That's plastic. Now, do people lobby for this? Do you get publicists all the time when they know the Hot 100 list is coming out? They call you and they go, hey, so-and-so's
hey, Joe, you know those pictures we have you and a yak? Yeah, well, we'll publish those unless Cameron Diaz gets number 4.
First off, that yak, when she waxes, right. is extremely attractive.
Yeah.
Extremely attractive. Yeah. There is, you know what? The people on this list don't need lobbying. They really don't need lobbying.
I know, but
do people lobby? Does it happen? Yes.
I guarantee you Olivia Munn lobbied.
No, no, no. Munn, who's been on the cover of the magazine twice.
She kicked your door down and said, you must put me in the top 5.
No, that wasn't my door. she, extremely cool, very funny,
yes.
very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We love the Munn.
Yes.
Love the Munn.
Making a run
on the television on The Daily Show and the NBC sitcom.
But you will at least admit that if people have done Maxim or have been on the cover, they do get a giant leg up in this list. That's true.
Wait, there's an independent promotion man with a bag full of money outside for you that I can't speak because
that
there's so many dollar
anymore,
bills
man.
Flooding into...
Two wrongs don't make a right, Joe.
I mean, it doesn't happen the same way.
is what I mean.
Okay.
Kelly Brook is on the list at number 60. But I'll tell you.
You can't complain about that. Come on.
I can complain, about
her
60.
Being at 60. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
You want it high?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
She's way high.
Kelly Brook, one movie, Piranha 3D.
Yeah, but a great,
fantastic.
Great
she was great. We loved it.
She's been a model for a long time.
Yes, she has.
And
she was
way hot. But I'll tell you what I love about this list.
How can I?
I love about this list is not arguing with who's where, except for Cameron Diaz, which is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
I love finding new chicks that I didn't know
there
existed.
There we go. Thank goodness.
There's
We've
a
introduced
lot of those.
You to some new ladies.
Yeah, yes. A lot of those.
All right. Who are you liking?
I don't know. I just kept going, wow, I didn't know she existed. Wow, look at her. Wow, she's great.
Well, you know, we like to perform this service for the men of America. We like to introduce them to new women.
And how exactly do you do that? Because these are relatively unknowns, or they're just unknown
outside
of me.
Who's unknown to you? Who?
Ana de la Gregera.
Okay.
Gregera.
Was in Cop Out with Tracy Morgan. Is in Cowboys and Aliens coming out.
Oh, I know who that is now.
See? Now? Okay. Oh, look at the flicker of thank you.
Well, it is. I appreciate that.
Look at the flicker of thank you. The fruit basket's looking better and better already.
Sometimes the names don't go with the faces.
Harry and David do excellent work, my friend.
Let's see here. Carly Craig.
Carly Craig.
Super hot.
Carly Craig, super hot and super funny.
Okay.
Super funny. You're going to be hearing more from her. She was in Hall Pass, the Farley Brothers comedy.
Okay. All right.
Had
okay,
a very good. Funny and slightly off-color scene in Hall Pass. You can see her on Funny or Die, where she does some very funny bits that I can't actually talk about on the air because they're a little dirty.
Yeah.
We love funny, dirty, and pretty.
Nikki Whelan, who I think is one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yes.
But I don't know who she is. What does she do? Is she just a model? Is she a movie star?
She is Australian. You really need to go to the movies more. And perhaps you need
what movie?
Again, the Farley Brothers comedy, Hall Pass.
This entire list from Hall Pass?
I did. The entire list. It's really strange that Bobby and Peter Farley themselves are on the list in wigs and bikinis. But I just want to say, when that comes on cable, you will see a lot of her.
Okay.
And
that's fantastic.
And it is fantastic.
Well, maybe there's a list there to be made for the top 100 women you don't know but should. Maybe
Max come on. Down in these people are down in the lower part of the list. And like many men, I like to meet new women
That's
all
why
the
I'm
time.
Saying you should have a list of the top 100 women you don't know but should. That should be the list. Instead of trying to tell me that Olivia Munn's the second hottest woman in the world.
You can't complain about Olivia Munn
Thank
when
you.
Number four is Cameron Diaz.
Oh, stop it.
Come on now.
Well, I'm saying we're all picking our
battles. Indisputably attractive, cool, funny ladies. What's the matter with
Eva
you people?
Eva Marie. I don't know her.
You have not seen Californication.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
Which one,
she was the pole dancer. Wow. You really
there.
Need to learn their names. You just love them and leave them without even learning their names.
That's correct. That's how it works. You know that. All right. We need to take a break. We have the Maxim Editor-in-Chief. I don't even know what that title means. It just means you're above everyone?
I am above everyone.
It's like the president.
I tower over you.
Not just at the magazine.
Just everyone
general.
In life. All right. Joe Levy is here. We will be right back on the Kevin and Bean. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Joe Levy is here. He is the Maxim Editor-in-Chief. Wow, what a gig that is.
Yeah, let's leave the list behind for a moment and just agree that it's BS. And then let's talk about your gig at the magazine, which must be one of the greatest jobs in the world. You're Editor-in-Chief of Maxim Magazine.
It is the greatest job in the world.
Beautiful women and cool events and parties like you're going to tonight for the magazine and man stuff and sports and drinking and eating.
And women.
How did this happen? What qualifies you to do this?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, because I could do it and Ralph could do it,
yes.
I think.
We're all men here. Lisa?
I don't know.
She could do it?
You know, I'm looking at the two of you and I don't think so.
How dare you, sir?
I don't think so.
How did you get
me?
That?
I could do it, right?
Oh my God, Lisa, sure. I'll be lucky if they have me back in the office in New York because you are overqualified.
Clearly.
It's a lot of, you know what? There's a PhD involved, and you know
what
the
does that stand for?
Doctorate is in the doctorate is in suntan oil application,
good.
And I'm very very good at it.
What's your background, Joe? Are you a journalist? Are you a writer?
I am a journalist. I am a journalist for many years. I spent 10 years at the Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with it.
I am not surprised. Given your level of expertise up till now, I am not at all shocked.
All right, so you do that, and then Maxim calls. You call Maxim. How does that whole thing
work? Maxim calls.
Great. You go, yes, yes.
Exactly.
Were you an editor at Rolling Stone?
I was. Oh, I was the executive editor of Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow. Okay, well, that's a little something going on there.
There's a small amount of yes. Yeah. There's a lot of shaking of David Bowie's hand and being introduced to Paul McCartney, and then you hug Dave Grohl. That was 10 years of my life.
Don't we all?
That was 10 years of my life. But no, yeah, Maxim is a dream job. Magazine absolutely dedicated to fun. Most of our days are spent arguing with each other and drinking and eating. So it seems to be a lot like what you do here.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Now, the party tonight, you have a Maxim Hot 100 party tonight, right?
Yes, I believe so. As I say, I just wake up and whatever city I'm in, I go where they tell me.
They just point you to a venue and you show up.
And there are women there.
Another limo, another supermodel, Joe. How tough it must be for you.
So much baby oil.
Is it an obligation? Do all the women on the 100 list have to show up to the party?
No, they do not, although I believe many of them will be there. There will be a lot of fantastic beauty and evidence tonight, and how wrong you all are will be perfectly apparent to me as I am sitting on a couch.
Wait a minute. How wrong we are about which particular?
How hot they are in what order.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They let them
into the party in order that they rank on the list. Apparently that's how it works.
You're 99. You're going to have to wait for 98 people.
We're going to have to wait until we clear out. So the fire marshal says we can't let anyone in below 80. Danica McKellar.
Now, you must have a massive outtake.
I do have an outtake. Yes.
A catalog of photos that were taken that didn't get used, because you only use most of the time 3, 4, maybe 5 photos. You must take 400.
Usually between 400 and a million. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For every girl.
For every girl.
All right. Some of them you can't put in because they're too nude.
We say too hot.
We don't use.
There's no nudity here.
There's no
this
too nude.
This is classy operation.
The wardrobe malfunction.
Okay. So, yes.
Are you asking?
I want access to those photos. Is what I'm asking.
It's not going to happen.
On.
Oh, look at you
What's
imagining.
The, come
Just
on.
Use your imagination.
I can do that.
It's
I
your
do that
greatest
all the time.
Gift.
But it can be supplemented.
Theater of the mind, Kevin. Theater of the mind.
How many pictures do you personally have in a secret folder
there
on
no
your
secret,
computer?
No secret folders.
Oh, please.
There are no secret folders.
We have secret folders here.
Really?
Of course.
Wow.
What is
in them?
Including photos of you, Joe. I hate to break it to you.
How many photos of Billy Joe Armstrong do you need? I don't understand.
We do have about 750. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure why that happens.
Now I am interested in your job. What exactly are the...
Yes.
How do I put this? What do you do?
Wow.
I mean, every month you look at the magazine and do you control the layout and do you have to approve the pictures and do you read all the copy? I mean, I'm sure you have a staff of editors beneath you.
You understand perfectly. That is no. You know, I'm the editor in chief of the magazine. Actually, they call me, if you look at my business card, chief content officer.
Chief Content Officer.
Yeah, it means I actually work on the website as well.
CCO.
I am looking at all the content in the magazine and steering the direction. It's my fault.
Now, do you write anything anymore?
No. I mean, photo captions now and then, yeah. So, you know, just a couple of
weeks. What
look at this bra.
If it's longer than 10 words, I like to bring in the experts.
Sweet.
Here's what I picture editor-in-chief. I always think of those old photos of Hefner sitting on the floor of his bedroom in Chicago with a loop.
Right.
And just a proof sheet and just saying, yes, yes, no, yes, have her bathed and brought to my tent. And
right.
Just, I mean, that's what it must be for you all day long at Maxim.
But the girls bring him, the actual models bring him the photos. And they go, well, how about this?
Yeah. And also, you forgot the grapes.
Oh, yes,
grapes.
There are grapes.
There are grapes.
Is that how you have people killed?
No. There's no.
He's not a mafia kingpin.
He's a magazine editor. He's an editor-in-chief, Ralph.
Oh, that's true.
Chief, to me, means you can have people killed. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, like Obama, it's not a power that I take lightly or like to exercise indiscriminately. But
I would
be very careful before you start your car.
All right.
Here's the best part about the magazine. This, for example, this issue, the Hot 100 issue that's on sale right now. You got Ed Helms. Interview with Ed Helms.
Yes.
Which is awesome. He's one of the funniest guys on television.
Absolutely.
Got Hangover 2 coming out, which is great. Louis C.K., one of the funniest comedians in the world.
Absolutely.
You guys do a feature on him. Mm-hmm. And Mark Paul Gosselaar, actor who's on NYPD Blue. He's got a new series coming out. So you guys really do a nice cross-section, in my opinion. The magazine does a good good job of,
you know, you forgot our special grilling section.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anchored by Chris Pratt. also one of the funniest men on
from
television.
Parks and Recreation,
from Parks and Recreation. No, you're right. We do a lot of everything. A lot of entertainment. There's some advice on drinking. I see you have coffee. We'd recommend something else.
Yeah,
we might recommend.
You don't know
something
what's
else.
In the coffee.
He's had plenty of else.
Yeah,
eating, drinking, sports, women, travel. It's
hard,
all in there.
It is hard to convince people that you are actually reading the articles. I'm putting in air quotes because they go, yeah, because it's Maxim and they're hot women in it. But mm-hmm. there's good mm-hmm. articles as well, and we get a lot of content even from it.
We always hear about the demise of the magazine. Yes. In the digital age, how hard copy magazines are struggling. Is Maxim suffering from that?
No,
at all?
I don't know. You should tell that to our 2.5 million readers.
All right, steady.
I'm just asking a question.
Hey, now, no, you know what? It's a changing time.
He's going to have you killed.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's not just coffee. Because sip slowly. It may be your last. It is a changing time. Website's very vibrant. Facebook for us is huge, absolutely huge. We've added, I think, 250,000 fans in the last 6 months or so.
That's wild.
And people get at us all those ways, Facebook, Twitter, on the site, in the magazine. We like to be wherever our reader is. We've been very aggressive on the iPad and those other digital tablets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a Barnes & Noble Nook, do you guys read at all? Anything?
No.
Come on now.
No, there'll be no reading. Anyway, magazine is moving forward both in print and digitally.
And online.
But there's no danger of the hard copy going away anytime soon.
Wow. I love how you keep saying hard copy. Does it mean something else to you?
Yes, it does. Okay. That's why I want to be able to tuck it under my arm and take it into the restroom. That's what I want.
That is not your arm, my friend.
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
How kind of you to notice.
By the way, I did notice that in past years, the Hot 100, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-oh. You are. Yeah, true fan.
Has been a separate list.
Yes, we actually put it in the magazine. Used to be only newsstand. This year it's going to all the subscribers, in book itself. Kind of an exciting thing. If you are a loyal subscriber, we are saying thank you.
All right. Can people get into the party tonight, or is it already booked?
No.
It's not for people.
Yeah.
It's not for people?
No.
No.
It's for the beautiful people?
Yes.
Yeah. For Joe
Marilyn
and his
Manson will be
that's
there.
All.
Yes!
Yeah. Let us know how that goes, because that should be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. Be fun. You have fun.
You guys want to come. You guys want to come. Uh-huh. I need a driver and a doorman. You're totally welcome. Totally welcome.
Joe Levy. Love having you, and thank you for coming in. Maxim Editor-in-Chief, the new one, new Maxim is out now, and it has Cameron Diaz on the cover.
And the Hot 100 in the magazine.
And the Hot 100 on the other side. Yeah, is right. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. Come anytime.
Thank you.
Right now, though, a local pastor, I don't know if you saw this story. It's really bizarre, but there's a pastor in Pennsylvania, and he has been telling people that he's a Navy SEAL for a while. And then Osama bin Laden got killed, and it was a Navy SEAL operation. They went in with the helicopters. They got down. They practiced. They did all the things. And everybody was dying for information about, what went on, how they trained. Tell me about the Navy SEALs. And this guy kind of amped it up and said, yeah, we train like this. And he wore like a medal. I forget what the Medal of Honor, Medal of Valor, whatever it is that they give to Navy SEALs.
He had one.
And he was wearing that, which he had from, a military surplus store or something. Yeah, you don't expect your pastor to be making up stories like that, do you?
No.
I mean, really, he's a pastor.
He's telling you not to lie.
In his field, he's made it.
Right.
Why does he need to also be a Navy SEAL? He wasn't.
I can't believe anyone bought it, because we didn't have to be gone for a long, long time doing all the training and everything.
Maybe he was before. I mean, maybe he was claiming I was a Navy SEAL. I don't know. But we've got him on the phone, so I figured we might as well talk to him. Maybe we could find out about him. Jim Motes.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Jim?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're the pastor of the Christian Bible Fellowship Church.
That's correct.
In Newville, Tennessee. Tennessee.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Or Tennessee.
Whichever.
Pennsylvania, now, whatever.
You're telling people you're a Navy SEAL.
I made the mistake. I am deeply sorry for making the mistake that I did give a newspaper interview claiming that I was trained as a Navy SEAL, yes.
Okay. Why would you do that?
Well, I was in the military. and the Navy SEAL was always something I aspired to. I was always I looked up to the men in the Navy SEAL unit, and I guess I just allowed myself to take that wish fulfillment a little bit too far.
You said you were a Navy SEAL during the Vietnam War. You were giving details about training.
I know.
You wore the medal.
I know.
I mean, you really went for it.
I'm horribly embarrassed. I was talking to my friend Brad Pitt this weekend, and I was talking. We were hanging out riding motorcycles together, and I said, Brad, I feel so bad.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Having lied about my service.
You know Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. We're very close.
You were riding motorcycles with Brad Pitt?
Yeah. And so... I remember, Angelita made us lunch, and then I said to Brad, I said, I'm really sorry about that. And he said, well, you can't feel too bad. You did invent the hovercraft. And I said, that's true. That is something they can't take away from me.
But you didn't invent the hovercraft.
No, I did. And, when I did the Apollo 11
you
mission.
You were not in the Apollo 11 mission.
For the hovercraft, because as we were at Cape Canaveral waiting to take off, I said, I wish they had something, a vehicle that we could use on the moon.
But you weren't an astronaut either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Don't you think being a pastor of a church, I don't know, maybe honesty is a part of that?
You know, that's what Elvis said to me when I sang backup for him.
You never sang backup for Elvis.
Yeah, I was one of the Jordanaires, and Elvis said to me, he said, Jim, you got to tell the truth. Always tell the truth. And I said, King, I always will. And
then you didn't. So you let the king down, too.
Well, no, because when I used to be one of the Beatles, we always said that Elvis had an influence on us. But
you
we had
were
to be
not
our
a Beatle.
People, so we had to go off and do our own thing. And that's what it all came down to.
Jim, you weren't a Beatle.
I was. And I remember when I was, oh, gosh, when I built the pyramids, I think it was Lenin. Lenin said to me, that's a great design. We should use that, I had a daughter named Lucy, and we put her on the top of the pyramids, and he said, Lucy's in the sky with diamonds. And I said, oh, I just wrote a song called that, and I gave it to John, and that's when that song came out.
That's all lies.
No, it isn't.
None of that's true.
You know, When I brought the Statue of Liberty to New York from Paris,
you didn't do that.
And I gifted it to the United States.
Right.
I remember them saying, "We really appreciate Jim everything you've done for the relationship between the United States and France." And I said, "Well, the least I could do because I was the King of France at the time." So
were you the King of France?
Oh, see, what's that? 75, 76, I think. It was after I got out of Vietnam, so...
You weren't in Vietnam either. I mean, we started with Vietnam. Apparently, you weren't there either.
Oh, I was there.
As a Navy SEAL?
Why does everything have to be so picky
well,
with you?
You're a preacher, you're a pastor.
Yes.
I mean, I imagine that the people that are in your congregation, you know, need to be able to trust what you're saying.
Well, Jesus told me that as long as I am pure of heart, what I actually say doesn't matter all that much.
Is that what he taught you?
Yeah.
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 He was the one fixing my bike with Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was quite
working at a service station.
Quite a weekend.
Yeah.
Why is Jesus working in a service station?
He's a humble guy. What do you want?
Okay. All right, Pastor. Thank you for taking the time today. Apparently, nothing you say is true.
All right. I'll see you on TV tonight. I'm hosting American Idol.
You're not doing that.
Tune in.
Although I wish you were. Excellent. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 7:57. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here for another look at the Showbiz Beat. And then coming up just after that, we are going to give away tickets for L.A. Rising. We're going to try the title fight again. Take two.
Woo-hoo.
Come on, Lisa.
Yesterday.
Right. I was fine. I was fine.
Yesterday, in the first time ever, we had a contestant get zero answers correct.
Is that really the first time it's ever happened?
I think so. I don't think we've ever had it where somebody didn't at least get one. So all you need to know are titles of Rage Against the Machine songs or titles of Muse songs. Pretty simple.
But don't call in if you don't know them.
Right.
Because you will embarrass yourself and make Lisa look bad.
And I will cry.
Yes. So know your titles.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. You're going to have to wait just for a few minutes, and then after the top of the hour, we'll do that. Right now, it is time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph Garman.
Don't call thinking, well, I'll just know it when they ask me the questions. I'll just figure it out. No, you won't. You have to know the titles.
We had a contestant yesterday that couldn't even guess a single title of the band.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Even if you don't understand the clues that Lisa or Dave are giving you, you should be able to just shout out random titles and maybe get lucky.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Take a chance.
Just one. Just say something.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Oh, Paula. Paula Abdul.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She's just got a new job. She just got one. She's already ticking people off.
How?
Well, Simon Cowell hired her to be one of the judges on X Factor, his new talent competition show on Fox.
Okay.
Right.
She's making $3 million.
For that, okay.
For the simple task of sitting there and saying, you dance in the path of greatness.
Sure.
That's all she has to do.
Yeah.
So her talent agency, and this is the way show business works. You get an agent, and they book your deal, and they do the work for you, the legwork, and then you give them 10% of your earnings. That's how that works.
Okay.
She booked this deal, but now she's saying that because she's friends with Simon, and that's why she got the job, she doesn't owe anything to her agents.
Did her agent do any work on it?
Yes, of course they did. Agents do it. They do the...
They negotiate contracts.
They do the paperwork. They do all that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes you get a gig through people, you know. Sometimes they go out and they pound the pavement right. And hook you up for an audition. But in the long run, it sort of evens out. The bottom line is, when you're working with your agent, you gotta pay them what they're due.
Yeah.
And when it's a $3 million deal, that's 300 grand for them that they've earned. Well, not according to Paula Abdul. She said that she doesn't owe them anything. So the people at UTA, her talent agency, are like, hey, what? We took you on when you quit American Idol 2 years ago. We've been suffering
That's
through...
That's when they started
yes,
with her?
Oh. Through the fallow career lull that happened to you once you left the hottest show on television. Now that you're on the upswing, give the drummer some. That's what they're saying. And I think they have a point.
Do they consider themselves drummers?
I'm not sure about that. Right. But
wow.
You hear what I'm saying.
Sure.
It's just inappropriate. It's bad behavior. Bad form.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am.
You're not a gift.
She's a gift, Ralph. She's tired of you not treating her that way.
Familiar with a guy named Keith Middlebrook?
No.
Keith Middlebrook is a millionaire who has a reputation for helping troubled stars out of legal trouble, will often pay for their legal expenses if they're in the dumps, and he's a friend of the famous.
Okay.
He claims, according to Star Magazine, that when Lindsay got in her most recent legal trouble, she promised to have sex with him if he helped keep her out of jail.
Sweet.
He claims he even has the texts she sent him promising sex to prove it. But now she's reneging on the deal. She's backing out.
Come on. That's worth it.
That is absolutely worth it. I guess she doesn't know whether she's actually going to stay out of jail or not yet. So maybe that was the deal. She has to do no time in order to get a little... I'm saying.
So that may still happen. It's just
it may still happen, but you have to wait. But apparently he's afraid she's getting cold feet regarding their arrangement.
And that is a perfectly good arrangement.
He's afraid now he won't be getting any sex from Lindsay Lohan. He'd be the only one, by the way, who didn't get any sex from Lindsay Lohan, if that's the case.
That would really eat at you, wouldn't it?
I'll tell you,
everybody else.
As rough as her life has been the past couple of years, she's still looking hot.
She's way hot.
She always has been. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Quarterback for the Houston Texans, Matt Leinart, is 28 years old today. Seems like just yesterday he was bad for the Arizona Cardinals.
He's not starting for the Cardinals.
Bad for a whole new team.
Yeah.
Corey Monteith from Glee is 29 years old today. Actor Nicky Catt is 41. Jeffrey Donovan, star of Burn Notice on USA, he is 43. And Louis Farrakhan celebrates his 78th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have tickets for L.A. Rising, which is maybe going to be one of the best shows ever. Rage Against the Machine.
Rise Against the Machine.
Rage.
Rise. And Rise Against.
Against the Machine. Muse, which both could headline and sell out this place. Right. And Rise Against as well. It's all Saturday, July 30th at the L.A. Coliseum. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10. Or you can win them right now with a little game we like to call Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Take two.
Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Now, last time it didn't go very well, so we figured we...
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so red. That's why I won, because I'm red, and I'm so good, and I'm the king of it.
Unfortunately, it did. Lisa had a horrible contestant, so it made Dave feel all confident, like he was good.
Oh, I crushed and ran her out of the building, like slam dunk.
So, Ralph, explain to people how you play the title fight.
We are going to take titles from the band Muse and titles from the band Rage Against the Machine. What you need to do is identify that title by clues that Dave or Lisa will give you. They will try to get you to say the title without using any words in their clues that are also in the title. There are 5 titles. You have 45 seconds to get as many as you can. Whoever gets most in those in the 45 seconds will be the winner.
All right, let's start with Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey,
what's going on, guys?
Do you know? Do you know both Rage and Muse?
I do. Let's
okay.
do it. Good.
All right. Good.
All right.
Just checking. It's not
that was the problem last time.
I got Andrew.
You don't get to pick.
You don't get to
they pick.
You don't
what?
Get to pick. Tiffany's on the other line. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, Tiffany.
You know both these bands as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Sketchy. They sound right. confident.
Should we let Andrew choose who he wants to compete with? Which one would you like to partner up with, Andrew?
Yeah, Dave. King,
Lisa.
Okay. Andrew.
All right, Tiffany's winning.
Smart, Tiffany goes with Dave. Andrew's going with Lisa.
All right, let's start with Lisa.
All right.
Now, you don't even know which band you're doing yet.
I don't.
Okay, as soon as you open up the paper, tell him which band. That way he'll have that clue. It'll narrow it way down.
All right.
And then we will have 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready, Andrew?
I'm ready.
All right, it's Muse. This is the light. For God's sakes.
Move on.
Okay. This is a group that is fighting another group. They're usually kind of underground. We call them...
Uprising.
No. Nope. It's the smaller group that's...
Resistance.
Yes. Okay. When the clock is ticking...
Time is running out.
Nice.
This is in a hospital. A baby is a...
newborn.
Uh-huh. Nice. After a song, you do this. Or at the end of a play, everybody...
Claps. Uprising.
No, they bend at their waist, and they...
Bow. Take a bow.
Nope.
Oh, ooh. I don't know.
I think he started it. He said bow,
and then ding, ding, tube tape.
I don't know.
Hey,
I
think, you're not the judge,
yeah,
Dave.
We're
not letting one of the contestants judge. And I think tie goes to the runner.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay,
it wasn't a tie, though. He didn't say take a bow.
He
said bow.
He started his answer before the buzzer went off.
BS.
The shot left his hand.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to get it anyway.
Here's what's funny. No one's asking you.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm the only one who's playing fair, then.
All right, Tiffany.
So you got four.
Very well done. And I screwed up one, so I deeply apologize.
And Lisa said light in starlight out of the gate, so that was disqualified.
Why didn't you just say starlight?
I don't know. I should have.
So he got as many as he could have. He got four out of five. Not
four
too bad.
Four out of five, okay.
Yeah, Tiffany, you have to get all five in order to beat him in 45 seconds.
Got it, Tiffany.
And you're playing with Dave.
I know.
You better know your Rage songs.
Good luck. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, you run with these in Spain.
Pull on break.
Yes.
All right, you can hear us on what?
On the radio.
Come on.
Let's see.
Come on.
Come on.
Have another clue.
Yeah, these are fighters.
Go radio.
Yeah, okay, cool. Not the moon. And think about the moon. And what's the opposite of the moon?
Wake up?
Nope. The moon.
And the sun?
Yes.
Go to the next one.
All right. Murder.
Tell your name up.
All right, yes. Cool. Wake up. The opposite of wake up. When you're
on fire.
Yep.
On fire.
All right. Now, the moon. The moon and what we are. Come on.
Okay. Oh, tie!
Oh, that was so
close.
Whoa.
People of the sun was what Dave was trying to get you to say. But he tried just one clue and then gave up.
Is the moon?
Come on.
Well,
come on.
Let me ask you a question. Because I don't know. Is the moon the opposite of the sun?
Well, it's the opposite. Yeah, sort of. Night and day, yeah.
Sun and moon are polar's opposites.
All right. All right, so we got 4 to 5, 4 to 5.
Now we have to go to the tiebreaker. Each contestant will have one title to identify. Whoever does it the quickest will be the winner.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So we're going back to Lisa and Andrew. This is a Muse title. We're going to keep a time and see how quickly Andrew can get
this. Okay, Andrew, you're great. We'll do it.
You ready, Andrew?
Let's do it.
Okay. Right. You really, really want something, but you don't tell anyone. It's your heart's... Your heart.
Explosive tires.
Woo! Nice.
All right.
7.45 seconds.
7.45 seconds. Okay. Right. So that means, Tiffany, you have to get it in less than 7.45 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here's the overconfident King of Mexico with your clue.
You're relaxed and this thing explodes.
Back.
No, you're relaxed and this thing explodes. Come on.
I take the tire back. Leg at the front. Calm down. Calm
yeah.
The ball.
Yeah.
All right. How much time?
About 30 seconds.
No, come on, Kevin.
It was nowhere near.
Oh, you're crazy.
It was between 10 and 11 seconds.
You're wrong.
Over 10 seconds.
I have a timer right here. You're looking for buttons. No, play fair.
No, it was 10 seconds, Dave.
It was not both you guys are
what
looking.
What a sore loser
I'm
you
out
are.
Of here.
What a sore loser.
All of you.
What a baby.
Congratulations
to Andrew and Lisa. Andrew and Lisa are the winners.
Nicely done, Andrew.
Tiffany, I'm sorry you had to play with Dave, but Andrew is the winner. Congratulations, Andrew. You're going to the concert.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Nicely done.
Poor Dave. What a...
Oh, I tell everyone what to do. I make all the rules and say everything. Come on.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Jesse Ventura coming up. He used to be the governor of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a nut job. I sort of like him for that. He's a conspiracy theorist. I sort of like him for that.
And was in government. That's the part that's kind of crazy.
And was a Navy SEAL, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
63 documents the government does not want you to see. So we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. First, the latest showbiz feud. A CSI actress calls Justin Bieber a brat.
Ha ha, we knew it.
Mark Helgenberger, in an interview with Frances Legrand Direct de Media, she said, "I shouldn't be saying this, but he was kind of a brat. He was very nice to me, but he locked one of the producers in a closet and he put his fist through a cake that was on the cast table."
Put his fist through a cake?
Okay, that's... You don't touch a cake, in my book. That's inexcusable.
It's like killing a pet.
Yeah, I'd take him out for that.
Well, we have him on the line. I figured it might be a good idea to talk to Justin and just find out. I guess
if it's true or not.
He fired back on his Twitter about how maybe she shouldn't say anything because she didn't really know him.
Oh, okay.
Justin?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how's it going, eh?
It's good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just, you know, trying to deal with all the haters, eh?
Now, Mark Helgenberger called you a brat.
I know. It's like, what's that all about?
What? She says, well, let's take the two things that she mentioned.
All right.
She says that you locked a producer in a closet.
No, I said I'm not coming out of the closet. I think she misunderstood.
Oh, okay. Well, that is different.
Well, how does she get locked a producer in the closet from that?
I don't know. Maybe because me and the producer were doing it in the closet.
I see. Okay. All right. And that you punched a cake. Why would you punch a cake?
It was looking at me all screwy, eh?
But
like giving me the eye. I was like, hey, back off, cake.
But you know
I'll
that.
Show you, cake. Give me that look. Don't eyeball me, cake. And so I like punched it, eh? And like knocked it out.
But you know that everyone on that set from the moment they showed up had their eyes on that cake. I mean, they were just counting down the minutes till they could have some cake.
Well, that cake had a bad attitude. Need to be taught a lesson,
cakes
eh?
Cakes can't
I'm
have
looking at the So maybe all cakey at me, like, oh, giving me that icing stare, you know?
Cake.
And I'm like, hey, what's that all about, cake? Don't start with me. I'll show you, cake. I don't take any crap from any cake, eh? And so, like, I knocked his, punched his lights out, eh?
But
one punch.
A cake. It's a cake. How hard is it to hurt?
Try to fight a cake?
No, because...
Well, then don't even come at me like that.
It's, they're soft.
With your Haterade, eh?
Cake.
We just eat them.
We just put them in our mouths and eat them.
Well,
they don't look at us.
They
don't look at us all crazy.
Well, then maybe, you know, you're not a superstar. Maybe that's the problem is, like, when you get to my level of success, people start giving you a bunch of attitude, and I don't have to go for it, eh?
I see.
And by the way, this Merge Baconburger, I never even met,
Helgenberger.
Worked with her. I never even did, like, no scenes with her or nothing, so I don't even know what she's talking about.
Marg Helgenberger. Well, she's the star of CSI.
What?
Yeah, she's the star.
And there's no Merge Baconburger on CSI.
Marg Helgenberger.
Whatever.
It makes a difference. That's her name. That's the actress's name. And she viewed these things, and she said, hey, that Justin Bieber's a brat.
Well, first of all, what is she, like 100?
Well, I mean, she's probably in her 50s.
Same thing.
Okay.
So, look, everybody knows that old people's memories, like, they go all crazy when they get, like, a certain age, eh? So I'm sure she's like got Alzheimer's syndrome or something, and
then she can't
remember nothing. And
it sounds like she remembered a lot.
Cake. Maybe her and that cake are friends, and she doesn't like the fact that I took her friend out, eh? What's that all about?
Well, who's friends with a cake? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Ask Baconburger. Why are you asking me all these questions?
Helgenberger.
Eh? What?
Marg Helgenberger.
Nobody has that name.
That's her name.
That's Marg. What kind of name is Marg?
I don't know.
That's like, you're just making stuff up now.
I'm not. That's the name of the star.
Oh, what was the name of the cake?
The cakes don't have names.
How do you know? That maybe that's why the cake was angry at me, because I didn't call him by his name. I just said, hey, morning cake, when I came to the set. Eh?
It doesn't even make sense.
Oh, maybe you don't make sense, eh? Oh.
All right, Justin. Thanks for the time.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. More tickets for L.A. Rising coming up soon. That, of course, is Rage Against the Machine, Muse, and Rise Against. I don't know how you put that's like, that's too big a bill.
It's too much.
It really is. Yeah. Both of those bands, in my opinion, Rage Against the Machine, best live band ever. Muse, second best band ever. And they're so great live.
It's like giving a lady diamonds and a computer for Christmas. It's too much. Okay. Save one for something else.
All right. It's like that. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. We're waiting for Jesse Ventura. He has written a book called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read.
I am surprised he's still alive.
Because if you read them, honest, you'll know the truth. But while we wait, we can play some Bust the Move. I get a lot of hate for this. We went through these lyrics a little bit earlier. The guy's like, how dare you? How dare you talk about that song?
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, Smarty, go to a party.
All right, so we got Smarty and Party. Good.
Girls nice.
Stand to the cloud of show and body. A chick walks.
Show and body, by the way, is not a rhyme with party. It just isn't.
No, you're right.
You wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
All right, Poindexter. That's probably the only Poindexter reference in any song ever.
Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching.
I wish I could stone-cold munch. That'd be cool. High-class luncheon was in a cafeteria. It's like a high school cafeteria, so I don't know what's going on in that
Someone
song,
said he wrote this in his dorm room at USC.
I don't doubt
when
it.
When he was a student.
Maybe he could have just gone over it again is all I'm saying. Go to KevinandBean.com if you'd like to see the video for that, which was made in 1989 and includes Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's kind of surprising.
All right. We have Jesse Ventura on the program now. Hi, Jesse.
Hi. How you doing today?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Tell me about 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read.
Well, Dick Russell and I decided after our previous book, American Conspiracies, we had called a lot of names and conspiracy theorists and all this stuff. So we thought, well, let's do a book that they can't accuse us of anything, and let's do a book on government documents that actually exist. And we started this book, ironically, about 3 months before the WikiLeaks thing broke. But we were ecstatic when it did break because we knew it would give that much of a boost to our book as well. And these documents are all in the public domain. It's just that you have to go out and find them. But they're very disturbing to think that my government spends my money on some of the things that these documents talk about.
Now, some of the stuff that you had said before, I mean, it really is probably difficult water. It's a difficult line to walk to say certain things, because once people brand you as conspiracy theorists, then they just discount everything that comes out of your mouth, regardless of how...
Well, it seems so, and it's sad that it's that way, because for the most part, the government's a conspiracy theorist. All they do is give you the theory. They don't offer much proof. They just tell you this is what happened, and you're expected to believe it.
I think
that... And so I don't live that way. My government has lied to me so often now that they have no credibility with me anymore.
Now,
when the government tells me something today, I'm very skeptical of what they're telling me.
Now, so you were you're in the Navy, and then you're a Navy SEAL, correct?
Yep.
Okay, you're Governor of Minnesota. So you've been in a position where you've seen stuff and you know things. What I guess there's five sections in the book. What are they?
That's correct. There's the introduction, and then there's section one, which is our scandalous post-war history, which a couple of neat documents there are the CIA secret assassination manual, where they tell you how to do first-degree murder, and the U.S. assassination plots against foreign leaders. That's very timely, you know, that I guess we have the ability and the power to go out and just assassinate foreign leaders at our own discretion.
We're not very good at it, I'll tell you that.
Well, part two, government and military and corporate secrets. There's some interesting documents. 24 and 25 are very good. Emergency detention camps and civilian inmate labor program. What are we talking about here?
Stuff I don't want to be a part of.
Well, I mean, this is the United States of America, and we have emergency detention camps and civilian inmate labor programs.
Wow. Yeah.
For whom?
Section number three is...
Of course, you get to 9/11, and I always wondered that day why our jets were never up in the air, what happened to our air defense. And, of course, Document 46 is the Pentagon's stand-down order. So we were under a stand-down order that day. That's how come jets didn't get up in the air.
Okay, and so that means what? Because this, for me, is the issue where I can tell if somebody's crazy or not.
What issue?
September 11th.
9/11?
9/11.
If you don't believe it, you're crazy?
Is that
what you're saying?
I'm saying if you believe that our government was behind it, you're crazy.
Really?
Yeah. If our government's behind
really?
It. If it's just...
What type of studying have you put in on this?
Very little. You should know that about me. I don't.
Well, there you go. Then I've studied it for 3 years, and I have a little different opinion.
So
I'm crazy because I studied it, and you're not because you didn't?
That's generally how I argue, yes.
I'll leave it at that.
So
there's no point in me offering anything more.
I'm just having fun with you. All right, so tell me what happened on 9/11. Like, was it the U.S. government, or did they know, or just we don't know?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and one of them I have today is this. Did you know that there were 1,400 cars on the street toasted that day that burst into flames?
No.
How would that happen with two planes hitting a building and the building collapsing and these cars were as far away as the FDR, which was six blocks away?
I cannot answer that as I am not a scientist.
Well, the book I read was a scientist.
And what did he say?
It was very interesting because it's a concept much like a microwave. You know how you can take a microwave? See, what this book does is it disproves the pancake theory, it disproves controlled demolition, and it disproves even nanothermite. Something else was used that day. It's much like a microwave where you can take a piece of chicken and put it on a paper plate and you can stick it in the microwave. The chicken will burn, but the paper plate won't.
Right.
Are you following
me? I do follow that, but I guess my question would be...
Well, what happened that day? You had paper all over Manhattan. How come the paper didn't burn, but everything else did?
Well, I think
why would cars just light on fire and there were paper all around them?
Okay, but
and the paper wasn't burning.
All right, but let me just bring
those
up
an interesting question.
But let me bring up a question. Just because there, just because there are things that
let's get back to the book, though. The book isn't on 9/11 so much. It's just on documents our government has withheld from us.
Well, what are the documents on September 11th? That is one of the chapters. What's the document that you're?
Well, that's one of the sections. Like, if you go to that section, you'll read the government's own report on the free fall of Building 7, which free fall means that there was no resistance, so something had to be used there, you know, to bring down Are you aware that Building 7 went down?
Yes. Yeah, that I'm aware of.
A third building that was never hit by a plane.
All right, let me ask you this.
It went down in 7 seconds, virtually silent.
Do you believe in the loose change movie/documentary/story theory?
Do I believe in the loose change?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Okay, good.
I believe it's right in questioning what happened that day, but I don't believe it was a controlled demolition because the buildings fell from the top down, and they disintegrated. They turned into dust.
So you're basically
when you do a controlled demo, it comes down in big chunks.
So you're basically
you, like the King Dome in Seattle,
right?
When it was dropped in the late 90s, 15% of it was on the surface. At the end, 15% of the original height was down on the ground. You know how much of the original trade towers were down on the ground?
No.
Less than 2%.
Pretty small, yeah.
Where did they go?
Hmm.
How could only less than 2% of the building end up on the ground?
What
happened to the other 98%?
I'm a fan of asking those questions. To me, it's just a giant leap from asking those questions to...
What happened? When you drop a building, at least 15% of its height will be there when it's done. In this one, less than 2% was left.
But what is the answer that you come to with that question?
Well, I think that there was some type of weapon used here that, always remember that they're 20 years past what we know.
Our government or other governments or both?
I don't know.
Or both. Okay.
All I know is that there were strange things happened that day that are well beyond two planes hitting a building or hitting two buildings.
All right. The book is 63 documents. The government does not.
Anyway, getting back to the book, if we can quickly. Sure. The other documents that bother me are 57, 58, and 59. The paper trail on the CIA's destruction of 92 torture videos. Now, I want to see them. After all, I paid for them, didn't I?
92 videos of our CIA torturing people?
Yeah, I mean, I'd enjoy that on a Friday night with nothing to do. You could throw in a torture video and
yeah, watch they actually,
torture people.
I recall
all,
them.
We're a country now that does torture.
I recall them even admitting
that
they
proud of that fact,
destroyed
that we
some.
Torture people now?
Well, I'm for it. I
gotta
tell
you. I'm not.
I really am. I really don't care.
There's no room for torture ever.
We
have no moral high ground now. How can anyone look up to the United States when we torture people?
But they don't look up to us anymore. That's a long argument. Listen, this looks like a fascinating book. You're a fascinating guy. 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read is the name of the book, and it's available now everywhere. And, Jesse, we'd love to have you back sometime.
Thank you. Love it. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Have a good one.
Thanks for coming on. Thank you, Lisa. It's World Famous K-Rock. It is 8:56, and now it's time for the Showbiz Beat with a missing Ralph Garman. And here he is now.
And here he comes.
Running in. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
Cheer
All right. I've got passes to give away to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
If you'd like to go, it's going to happen up at the Universal City Walk IMAX Theater. We get to see an IMAX and 3D all this a couple days before it comes out. So you'll be one of the first people to ever see it. But I want to give it away to a true Pirates of the Caribbean fan. So I'm going to ask you a trivia question. And, you know, the tickets we're giving away more and more this week, they're getting harder and harder to come
by. Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's not the answer, no. Oh. We have less and less to give away, so the questions are going to have to get tougher and tougher. Real fans will know the answer to this one, though. From Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, where do the nine pirate lords, remember they all get together to battle the East India Trading Company, where do they meet to plan their battle against the East India Trading Company? Where do the nine pirate lords meet to plan their battle against that East India Trading Company? If you know the name of the location, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't even know what that is.
On Stranger Tides. Can't wait to see this movie. They got mermaids in this one.
Ooh.
Mermaids with no tops on. I can't wait. I do smell a little fishy, but well, what are you going to do? Any port in a storm, as Captain Jack Sparrow would say.
Sure.
Adele, who is just a smash hit singer-songwriter now. She's got that album 19 out that's just a huge, huge success. Even that roll, what's her hit song? Roll in the Deep, Roll in the Dark, Roll in the
Deep.
Roll in
deep.
The Hay.
Yeah. Even her last album is still in the top 10 in Britain.
That other album was great, too.
Yeah.
She is learning there are a few things that are, well, on the downside of fame and success. She's got an ex-boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Who has contacted her and her management demanding a cut of royalties from her new album, 19. Because he says he inspired the lyrics for her songs about heartbreak and romantic devastation.
So he was super inspiration.
So he was a dick to her.
Yes, which made her write these songs that are hits. And now he's claiming that he was the inspiration, so he deserves a piece of the pie.
I don't think it works
that
way.
She says he was dead serious about the request and kept calling her for an entire week. She finally told him off, Adele says, but she does credit him for one thing, making her an adult.
What?
Yeah, she grew up when she dealt with this a-hole.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
I don't think he's going to be getting a piece of
a
piece of the pie. Star Jones has been divorced from her true love, Al Reynolds, since 2008. But he's still a pain in her ass, which is good for you, Al. She apparently was on the Wendy Williams show this week, and she said that her marriage with Al was booty.
Booty.
And she inferred that his new girlfriend was unladylike. Oh, by the way, his new girlfriend is NeNe Leakes, her arch nemesis from Celebrity Apprentice.
Are they going to have an all-out-and-out battle for the rest of time?
I hope so.
Usually it doesn't,
I hope so.
Usually they leave a show and they leave it all behind.
Turns out the marriage, or divorce decree rather, the two of them signed at the end of their marriage, bars one another from making disparaging comments in the media regarding personal, private, or family affairs. And so Al now has filed a complaint with the Miami-Dade County Court and is suing Star for $50,000 for the comments she made on the show. I hope he gets every penny of it. Whatever hurts her makes the rest of us stronger. That's all you need to know. And sad news, if you're a fan like I am of the Fox show Human Target, the show has been canceled by Fox.
Dude, come on now.
The Chicago Code also won't be back on the air.
I love that show.
And Lie to Me.
I love that
show. Also gone. Fox has a lot of good shows.
Come on now.
That are all going away.
Had.
The good news is J.J. Abrams' produced new series Alcatraz has been picked up by Fox. We'll get to see that in the fall. There's a Bones spinoff called The Finder that also will make its way to the schedule. And Zooey Deschanel has got a new sitcom called The New Girl. And I love her. And I will watch anything that she's in, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Initially, I thought it was The Nude Girl. I was very excited, but it turns out it's just The New Girl.
Oh.
So that's all you got.
That's exciting.
See if we have an answer to my trivia question. In the film Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, where do the nine pirate lords meet to plan their battle against the evil East India Trading Company? I believe Colin was the first caller through with the correct answer. Colin?
I believe it is Shipwreck Cove.
Shipwreck Cove is correct.
Listen to him say, "I believe it was," like he doesn't know for a fact.
He knows. You have a summer home at Shipwreck Cove, I'm assuming. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to get to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides before anybody else.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Also, congratulations to Jose, Austin, Jason, and Rosalia. They are all going to see the film at the special Kevin and Bean advance screening. Today's celebrity birthdays, Minister Louis Farrakhan turns 78 years old today. Jeffrey Donovan, star of Burn Notice, is 43. Nikki Catt is 41. Corey Monteith of Glee celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla, one of the things that we love the most. Hey, Adam.
Hold on, I've got to yell at my kids.
What's
bye.
I don't know. I don't think they were saying bye, Adam.
Oh, my God. Maybe he was announcing his sexual proclivity. I'm bye. Okay, see you later. Okay. Love you. You don't understand. I'm coming out to you now at the early age of 5. I'm telling you I'm bye. All right. I'll see you after school, sweetie.
I have been at Jimmy Kimmel's house watching football when Adam shows up, and he's got his kids, and he hands them off to Sal.
Yeah.
To his cousin. Oh, man.
And I'm suggesting that may not be the best parenting move. But
who's going to teach him what a VIG is and how to bet the over-under?
That's true. He's your guy. If you'd like to win a 4-pack of tickets, by the way, and a limo ride and a backstage meet and greet with Adam Carolla at the Wiltern, go to krock.com. You can enter and you can win that. How about that? Adam is going to be at the Wiltern on Saturday, May 21st with Jimmy Kimmel and Bill Simmons, who writes for ESPN.com. Thursday, June 2nd in San Diego House of Blues. Saturday, June 4th at the San Francisco Palace of Fine Arts. And he's here today to talk about This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage!
Well, starting with 3 and working down to number 1. A great man once said, you can judge a society by the way it treats its prisoners. But I say the new yardstick to measure a society is the bumper stickers on the back of its cop cars. And I pulled into a diner 2 days ago, and I've seen the ultra-depressing stop senior abuse.
Right.
And, you know, don't throw your kid in a toilet, drop it off at a fire station bumper stickers, and all the other things that people from the 50s would be either confused about or they would never stop vomiting.
Right.
If they said, this is our future. I passed a cop car on the way into this diner on Monday, and there's a bumper sticker on the back of it that said, no human trafficking. And it's spelled no, K-N-O-W, by the way, which I don't know what that means. I should go to the library and bone up on human trafficking?
They want you to know about it.
But what am I supposed to do
Nothing.
With Am I supposed to? Hey, you know what? I'm going down to the warehouse district in Koreatown, and I'm going to settle someone's hash right now. Sorry. You know what? I'm going to take those eggs to go. I got to fix a problem that's plaguing the city. Just kicking in a door. Now I don't have a gun or a badge, but I've had enough to hear with this human trafficking. Now when are we going to get to the bottom of this? Open that shipping container now. Who's in there? What? Who is this for?
I don't think that they really want you to do the policing work.
Why is it written in English? You know any guys with red hair that have delved into this trade? And then, okay, so maybe I'm not the human trafficker, but what am I supposed to do? Go to work and go, hey, Herb, I know you're pretty deep into human trafficking. Could you knock it off just a little bit?
just a little bit, though? Not all of it.
Curtail it.
No.
You don't go cold turkey.
Sure.
I'm just saying, if you are into human trafficking, or you are into beating the crap of Nana down at Shady Acres,
right?
Do you really think the little swatch of vinyl on the back of the cop car is going to make you turn the corner?
You're going to go, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, so I'm going to stop?
Yeah, get a bumper sticker that says, serial rapist. Knock it off. I'm just saying, if you think this is a good idea, you do realize what you're doing is morally wrong and wrong in the eyes of the law. Do you think the bumper sticker is going to do anything about it? And then right next to the human trafficking sticker was one that said, watch the road. And I thought, well, now which is it? Because you know what? Guess who's not looking at the road right now? I'm trying to figure out your super confusing message about human trafficking.
You're looking at the bumper of the cop car.
I'm contemplating just driving on through to Oregon and setting up life over there is really what I'm thinking about. But I cannot watch the road and read the bumper sticker that says watch the road simultaneously.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, how about just a little something like, put air in your tires. You know, it's just something we could use. There's a lot of human traffickers out there just cruising the highways and byways looking for bumper stickers. Or just the simple no fat chicks. You know, just something straightforward and basic. That's all.
I like it.
I you know what I'd like on cop cars? I just thought of this. But, you know, you remember the war aces back in the day? You'd shoot down a couple of Nazi planes, and you get the swastika
right on
the side of the cockpit there, how many kills you had.
Right.
How about a sticker on the side of the cop cars? Like, how many gangbangers you take down?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A little
Crips and a blood do-rag or something like that, where you'd pass that guy's cruiser and go, wow, this guy's all business.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure it's a great idea.
I'm saying, when you know how you love those college football teams where the one guy's got all the extra stickers
right, sure.
on his helmet because he made a few sacks
all
or blocked a punt?
Right.
How about that? And by the way, then when the cop car pulls you over who doesn't have any stickers, you give him crap. You know what I mean?
Hey, you're not much of a cop, are you?
Really. Maybe the reason you don't have any of those gangbanger stickers because you're handing out chicken-ass tickets for no front license plate. I'm just saying.
And you're right.
Motivation, people.
I'm with you.
All right. Next, number two. I work with a dude over at the podcast, and we order Philly cheesesteaks every once in a while. And I love a Philly cheesesteak, and everyone loves a Philly
sure.
cheesesteak. And people argue over the cheese whiz or the provolone or whatever. Fine. You know, onions, peppers, with onions, without peppers, who cares? But I see this dude, and he's putting ketchup all over his Philly cheesesteak. And I go, oh, my God. Guy's name is Jeff. I'm like, what the hell? This is desecrating. Did you just break into a Jewish cemetery with a can of spray paint? Because this is worse, what you're doing to this Philly cheesesteak with your stupid ketchup. And so right as I start digging into him about putting ketchup on his Philly cheesesteak, one of the other guys who's eating with him always pipes up and goes, hey, man, back off. He's from Philly. And then I go, oh, yeah, okay. I guess he knows his way around. And then I walk away, and then I say, wait a minute. Aren't there allowed to be douchebags to screw up their sandwiches in Philly? Why do you get a pass just because you're from that place? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he could be a loser from Philly, sure.
Yeah, like maybe I want to dip my burrito in ranch, but if I was doing it in Boston, would I get a free pass? Because he's from L.A. Oh, no, he knows. Yeah, and wants more cat crap on his burrito. No, listen, back off. He's from L.A.
He knows.
What is that thing? All right, so he's from Philly. I'm sure there's a lot of douchebags in Philly. Why, we shouldn't give people passes just because they were born in
where
a place
from.
Where the sandwich was born.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you.
Is Ralph there today?
He's here, but he's in the other room. I'm sure he agrees.
When he finds out about that ketchup on that cheesesteak, he's going to go through the roof. And speaking of food, Number one, I was thinking about this the other day. You tell me if there's a bigger juxtaposition than this. The buffalo chicken wing. Got to be about the worst thing you put in your body, right? Just nothing but grease and fat and bones and just skin. It's all just skin and grease. And then you got to dip it into the ranch dressing. It's got to be the worst thing you can eat.
Right.
But it always comes with a couple carrot sticks and a couple celery sticks. And I'm not sure what the message is. Are they there to offset the horrible damage that you're doing to yourself? There's never been a plate. Like, you know, say what you want about nachos. At least they're consistent. Everything on the plate's bad for you.
Yeah, true.
Your body has to be confused, where you take one bite of the worst thing you can put into it and then simultaneously put the best thing you can put into it. Your body, your stomach's got to be going, what the hell's going on here?
Dude,
are we on a diet or not?
I don't even think they're putting it in. I think they just look at it and feel better about themselves.
It's for fat guys to go, what are you talking about? I have a whole plate of carrots I'm staring
right,
at.
Exactly.
Maybe, I guess that's right. You never do. Has there ever been this instance? Has anyone ever had a plate of buffalo chicken wings delivered to their table and had someone reach for the celery first?
No, never.
Not in the history of buffalo chicken wings.
Not in the history of man.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. All right, Adam Carolla, thanks very much. Love having you on. Upcoming shows again Saturday, May 21st at the Wiltern with Jimmy Kimmel and Bill Simmons. Thursday, June 2nd, San Diego House of Blues, and Saturday, June 4th at the San Francisco Palace of Fine Arts. Talk to you soon, Adam.
Loving you.
Thank you, man. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
All summer long, I'm going to be giving away tickets to special Kevin and Bean screenings of some of the summer's hottest movies, and I can't imagine I'll have tickets more popular than the ones I'm giving out this week. People are just emailing, they're tweeting, they're Facebooking. Everybody wants these tickets. I can't just give them away, people.
That's true.
That would be shabby.
Although if you see Ralph on the street, he does have a lot of tickets in his pockets. Just take them.
Actually, what I have in my pocket is the home address of Kevin, and he's got there at his house. Go and ring his doorbell or knock really heavily, usually in the afternoon when he's napping.
Don't take an answer from Ralph, though. He's got him.
No, I've got Kevin's address, and I'll give it to you, and I'll drive you over there myself. I'll start running a tour bus over to Kevin's house, and you can just knock on his windows or, windows, doors,
sure,
what have you. And he'll give you tickets. But I'd like to give them away to a real Pirates of the Caribbean fan. This is the fourth film in the series. By the way, Johnny Depp says he sees this series and this character going on forever.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Because he seems like the kind of actor who would do it and move on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pick him as a franchise guy.
Yeah.
But he loves this character and loves these stories, and he says the possibilities are endless. He can see himself playing this role, and I quote, until Jack's dreads get caught in the wheels of his wheelchair. That's a long time.
That could happen. It could happen this movie. We don't know.
We don't know. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides is the name of the film. But this trivia question is from Dead Man's Chest. One of my favorites. Jack Sparrow in that film is given a jar of dirt to protect himself from Davy Jones because Davy Jones is trying to drag him down into his locker. You remember.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the witch doctor? That spooky broad witch doctor that gives him the jar of dirt. Remember they go down in, like, in Louisiana and she's in that shack and all that spooky stuff's going
swamp.
On?
I love her.
It's like a scene out of the ride, you know, when they're going down there when they get the fireflies going on and everything. It's good stuff. What is the name of the witch doctor that gives Jack that jar of dirt to protect himself from Davy Jones? Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. It's the number to call. First five callers to get through with the correct answer. We'll get a pair of passes to the advanced Kevin and Bean screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Well, Charlie Sheen may be one of the richest men in Hollywood, thanks to his acting skills, in quotes. But Martin Sheen did an interview this week where he said he fell into show business completely by accident. Charlie did.
Martin Sheen, his father, said it was an accident that Charlie got into it?
Yeah. Huh. He said that he was playing baseball in school, was planning on becoming a professional ball player, but he was ignoring his studies at school, hard to believe, and got kicked off the team. So as a backup plan, he just headed off to an audition as a joke, got the role, and the rest is history. And now we're all paying for the price of, of his accident. Martin also says that his son is living in hell and thinks of him in his prayers every day. Apparently, Charlie has cut off contact with his dad, Martin, which is a drag. Because he could really use...
He was a pussy.
No, he was not, Charlie. Martin's the best. And you could use a little sensible attitude in your life, I think.
He was a pussy.
He was not. I won't have you talk that way about our president.
He wasn't our president. That was just the West Wing.
More details leaking out about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver and their surprise split. Turns out it's not a surprise to people who know the couple. She moved out of the house months ago.
They do have, like, different jobs all over the world. I mean, you can kind of see how it could go either way.
Friends say they haven't spent much time together in years.
Years?
Years. Okay. He was up in Sacramento being right. The governor. She was stayed in Los Angeles. She's got a bunch of charity work and everything and just spent no time together.
Right.
Apparently things really started to go off the rails when Arnold decided to get back into the movie-making business. Maria has told friends, well, when he left the governorship.
Yeah. What else is he supposed to do? What's he qualified for?
Well, I think his behavior when he makes movies, perhaps how he handles himself on the set and who he chooses to spend time with behind closed doors, was problematic in their relationship. Word is that Maria believes her husband is somewhat unstable.
Okay.
Mentally.
It's a good thing that he's been, quote, running California for a while.
Yeah, well, I think we all have evidence that he's a little unstable, given the situation he left our state in before he left office.
Excellent.
Believe it or not, Maria also says that Arnold has quite the ego on him.
What?
Can you believe that?
No way.
Shock.
A man who spent his entire life looking in a mirror has an ego?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. Doesn't look like these two are going to reconcile. But now, reportedly, Arnold knows what he's missing. He's realized what he's missing. Now that she's gone.
A giant jaw.
And has been trying overtime to be extra sweet and trying to woo her back. So we'll see what happens. But neither of them wearing a wedding ring anymore, by the way.
I don't see him as capable of pulling that off. Some people you can see, like, maybe they could...
Ah, roses are red. yeah, my veins are blue. I'm pumped up. You be pumped up, too.
Yeah, I don't think that'll get anyone back.
Sending her roses and flowers. Gwen Stefani got popped for speeding in Beverly Hills this week. Couldn't talk her way out of a ticket.
What?
I would never give her a ticket.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would say, here's your ticket. Oh, wait a minute, you're Gwen Stefani. Never mind. Let me just tear this up.
You seen those commercials with her? I don't know.
The lipstick?
Lipstick?
Man.
Oh my God.
Isn't she 40 or something?
She should get out of all tickets just for that.
She's a good-looking broad.
Come on, cops.
Yeah, come on, cops.
Do the right thing.
That's what we're saying. Tonight on American Idol, Lady Gaga will be the mentor. She's going to walk the final four through the music of Lieber and Stoller.
Who's that?
Oh, Kevin, you'd love these guys. They wrote You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog and Love Potion Number 9 and Stand By Me. All the oldies. All the oldies that you love.
Why is Lady Gaga walking them through 50-year-old songs?
It may be a bad combination. They may not have thought this through so well.
They just figured they could get her, so they'd squeeze her in somehow?
Wherever that fits.
You can teach them how to dress. That's it.
Oh, and they'd be great. They all came out wearing meat.
Fantastic.
All the four food groups. One person was dressed in dairy. Another one's in meat. Another one's all vegetables.
Is meat on the menu this week?
It is on the menu, yes. Speaking of which, Lady Gaga, her new album will be available early to players of Farmville. I love Farmville.
I'm so excited.
Oh, look at my rutabagas. They are growing so good. I'm going to sell them at the farmer's market.
Do you have to raise the songs till they're fully grown and then harvest them?
There are specific tasks you have to complete in the game in order to unlock a new track per day. From May 17th through May 19th, you'll be able to download her album early if you're a Gaga fan. Gagaville is what it'll be called. And then you'll hear all of Born This Way, her new album that's due out May the 23rd, so you can check that out. Should we check to see if we have any winners for my trivia question?
We do.
I think Juan on line 6 may be the first person who got through with the right answer. Juan?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what was the name of the witch doctor that Captain Jack Sparrow got that jar of dirt from to protect him from Davy Jones?
Yeah, her name is Tia Dalma.
Tia Dalma. Even the name sounds scary.
Scary. Congratulations. You're gonna see the new movie before anybody else.
All right, sounds good. I love my kids for that one. They made me watch that movie a million times.
That's funny.
That's funny.
But you're not going to take them, are you?
Oh, hell no.
Screw them. Dad of the year, Juan, is the first winner of our pair of tickets. Thanks so much, Juan. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. You get to see it for anybody else. Today's celebrity birthdays is on a piece of paper that
it's not in front of you.
Found just now. Corey Monteith of Glee is 29 years old today. Actor Nicky Catt celebrates his 41st birthday. Jeffrey Donovan of Burn Notice is 43.
And the minister, Louis Farrakhan, is 78 years old today. I think we should all atone for our sins.
I want to take
Louis
one
Farrakhan.
Last look at the word atonement.
All right, let's look at atonement.
The first four letters of the word form the foundation.
All right.
A-T-O-N.
That's aton.
That's not a word, is it?
Not, no. I don't believe so.
It's not a word.
The one God.
Oh, the one God. That's what
it
means.
If you look at the aton, add an E to it.
All right.
And separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word A.
Tone.
Tone.
Right.
Tone means sound.
Mm-hmm.
And A, the first letter of the alphabet.
Right.
And the first letter of the numerical system is one.
Wait.
So A
equals first letter of the numerical system is one?
So not a letter. A sound.
A sound.
Means when you hear the A tone.
Right.
Then you will hear the right sound.
Okay.
So what is the A tone in music?
I don't know. It's just an A.
Equals
a note.
440 vibrations.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
How long?
I didn't know that.
Have we been in America?
I'm guessing 440 years.
Yeah. Well, in the 440th year from the one God,
right.
The aton.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Will come the A tone.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got to a tone.
Right.
For all that we have done wrong.
You need to atone for
and
this speech.
And when you a tone, if you take the T and
we don't have time
it
for
with
the T
a
and the coupling.
And hyphenate it.
Oh, you got to hyphenate it now?
One. We can't do this.
No.
We don't have time
not
for
possible.
Hyphenating.
Thank you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin DeBean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have a brand-new internet roundup for you. We have Maya Rudolph talking about Bridesmaids.
Oh, I love her.
We have professional skateboarder Ryan Scheckler on the program tomorrow. And more tickets for L.A. Rising, which is Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin DeBean Show.